It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on them. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is going to fucking in the ass, it's not going to be 75, right?
And Vaughn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
Oh, that's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Where's all this smoke coming from and all this dust?
I missed all of that.
Welcome to the Aristocrats. We are live. It is a Tuesday.
Yep.
On CringeHumorRadio.com. I am Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Woohoo!
We got Steve number one.
You want to suck my ass?
And mailman Vaughn.
I think I need an aspirin and like a breather.
Got that?
You need to immortalize someone?
Too much fucking... There's too much dust in the air.
I don't get okay. It. The call-in number 732-917... 0456 is 732-917-0456. Not my cell phone number.
Not 911.
As I've been giving out.
It's not 911, don't worry. Don't call that number.
911.
It is very similar, though, so I can see how I get
it's
out.
Close. Yeah.
So, yeah, today's a big day.
Apparently.
Six-year anniversary, yeah.
Of what? I was going to talk about Britney Spears at the VMAs.
Me too.
Her pussy falling out?
Oh, what?
Whoa, what?
Come on.
Was there fucking pure clam on
TV? Dude, she looked
TV?
Like... She looked like Matt shaved his face and decided to dance on stage.
No, she didn't.
Dude, well, she looked horrible.
Am I low?
What we
like
were talking about at Fridays before we went to the show, sorry we didn't call you, Vaughn.
Yeah, like always, who cares?
She looked like a normal person. She just looked like a normal girl who had two kids and got up on a stage in a bikini.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could do with her.
No, not anymore. She's done.
She's done. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you guys see the thing? Because it's all over YouTube.
I refuse.
I stayed for like the first 20 minutes and then I kept going back and forth.
Really bad lip syncing.
Well, she even gave up.
Bad dancing.
First chorus, like whatever the hell it is, after that, she just gave it up and she was just dancing and kind of mumbling to herself, like kind of doing this, but she just gave it up.
If you can't perform live, you're not a performer.
Well, if you're standing up there, your uterus is basically falling out because you just pumped out two kids.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed because you realize you wore something maybe you shouldn't have, and you probably forgot the words of your song that you probably didn't write. I'd get a little shy, too.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on.
Can I weigh in on this
real
quick?
Please.
Carly, weigh away.
I'm sorry, but I didn't see the performance. I don't know what she did up there, but I saw pictures, and I read a lot about people like criticizing her body. I didn't think she looked that bad.
No.
And people criticizing her body made me feel like shit.
Well, here's the thing. She didn't look like she used to. That was the thing. Like I said, she looked like a normal woman. She just looked like a girl her age.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
She looked normal, but she didn't look like... You know, anorexic pop star.
Well, how old is
What's
she?
What's wrong with that?
25, 26? Really old?
No, I don't see anything wrong with
it. How old is she, Matt?
She's younger than us.
She's younger. September 1981. She was born.
Sorry. Oh, do you have that log somewhere?
Yeah. Fuck
you. So she's 26?
Mm-hmm. She can't be 81. She's got to be like 82.
No, she's born the same year as us.
So, okay, she'll she's 26.
I was born 1980.
Oh, sorry.
All right. She looks like a girl 26. Who's had two kids in the middle of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
September what, Matt?
I don't remember.
Yesterday. But it was just, the thing is, it's like she gave up on the dancing. Like, you can even tell she didn't even, she wasn't at rehearsals because she's just kind of, like,
what? She a village person?
No, if anybody at home right now can see Vaughn, he was kind of just like moving his arms side to side.
She didn't even, and everybody else is sitting there trying to their best to, like, I don't know, you know, dance around her to make it look like, that's nice, to make it look like she's actually doing something, but she's not. She just, you know, she gave up midway through the song.
Midway.
Yeah, midway, like a midwife.
Yeah. True. Berticus says, who the fuck hits the wall at 26?
She did.
She didn't really hit the wall. She turned into a normal person.
For a performer.
For a performer, yeah.
For a person who's in the public spotlight
not,
all the time.
Not just a performer, though, because there are performers who don't have amazing bodies and they don't show them off.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Apparently they offered her a more sensible outfit before she went on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something with a
corset.
With a corset.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Something
and she refused it.
Yeah.
So she put on this little kind of skimpy bikini, and she went out there, and she probably, I don't know.
They gave her one of Shatner's old corsets.
Yeah.
For his head.
You fucking stop that right now.
Wow.
They didn't have a python wrapped around it like the last time, so you couldn't really notice anything last time.
Here's a lingerie and some moon boots.
Yeah, but she was still pretty incredible when they did the thing with
and
the python.
And she walked in, fired her hairstylist. So that's why her hair looked
She didn't have hair.
She came out of a trailer park.
She just had like straight fucking
wig.
It was
wig.
That's true. Wig.
Yeah, a wig.
Yeah.
It was like the worst wig.
She has a wig stylist.
She was bald no more than fucking 2 months ago. She looked like me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's sad. Do you want to fuck me? Like, come on.
Yeah.
No.
So there you go.
Would you fuck me? Would you?
Oh man, can you imagine that? If she just like took her wig off.
And then that ends, and everybody goes wild, and they pan out, and they're showing people around, and. What is it? P. Diddy looks like, you know, P. Diddy with the glasses on. You can't tell because, you know, dark glasses.
There's a dark room. And
dark room, dark glasses, dark. Black eye. You really can't find him. They go on to 50 Cent, who looks completely perplexed. Like, what the fuck's he watching? You can see his face. Like, what the
Even fuck? He was disappointed.
I know.
And then
that's
that,
sad.
That ends. They do the introduction and all that shit. Then they bring out Sarah Silverman again.
Really?
They bring her out.
She didn't bomb enough the first time.
Yeah, wow. And then she automatically goes in like the jokes were like about Britney's kids being like, what the fuck?
I don't even know how they can joke about it because it's all serious.
Well, no, because
she seriously is in jeopardy of losing her kids.
Yeah, it was like that or like mistakes. She was calling the kids mistakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All this stuff, and she kind of like, she kind of like sucked up to Paris Hilton because
Britney Spears' life is the only thing the tabloids actually report accurately.
Well, remember the last one was it the Video Music Awards, right?
Yeah,
no, the movie
like
awards.
Where she said they were going to paint the jail bars to look like penises.
Yeah, and then that night she decided to put herself in jail 2 days early because of the comments.
Yeah.
So when Sarah,
and then she said she's afraid she's going to chip a tooth on one of them.
Yeah.
When Silverman saw her in the she apologized for
Paris
her comments.
Paris was just like.
Did Paris suck the big one in her video? I never saw it.
Did she say that was not hot?
Did she suck the guy's dick in the video? I didn't see it.
Yes,
I think there's two videos,
and it was
two different
horrible.
Guys.
No, it's the same video.
I thought it was just the one guy.
One Night in Paris? It's the only
She did another one with the other guy.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that got circulated as hardcore as the one Night in Paris.
She produced the other one.
Because that guy
That was just a legitimate porno.
I suppose he was the guy that did that. He fucking took the video and sold it.
Yeah.
He's a real scummy piece.
But she made money off of it.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, because then she could sue him. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, after the lawsuit, she did sue him, trying to get rid of it. And you can understand why her grandfather is very upset with her and took her out of the
because he's
not
getting a piece.
Sure, I'd fuck that bitch.
Wow,
I probably have.
That's your granddaughter.
I know. I got a nice room to take her to too.
Wow.
And Sarah Silverman comes in and just you know, with her normal, I'm a attractive looking Jew who says shocking things.
Whoa. Who says shocking? Is that how she's billed in movies?
Yes, if you look in the back of her
picture.
The
hot Jew
attractive
that says
Jew.
Fucking outrageous
that's
stuff.
On the bottom of her 8x10.
The back of her head, on the back of her headshot, her thing, and that's the main title. Attractive Jew says shocking things.
Wow. She is really hot. I really would fucking...
Yeah, but her and Jimmy Kimmel have never done something funny since, I don't know, 1992.
Wow.
No, his show's
1992
pretty funny.
Wow.
What,
when she was
Jimmy
like
16
years old.
Did you ever hear The Man Show?
That's what I'm saying. That was probably the last
thing
he did.
Yeah, because that was on 1992.
How long ago
that was
that?
That was like 97.
It went on to like 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when Doug Shithope and Joe fucking Cocksucker took it over. Wow. It was absolute garbage. But
yeah, it was garbage.
And Sarah Silverman is still funny. Her show's funny. I just saw a movie with her where she was pretty fucking
funny.
She's
all right. Which one?
The Jeff Garlin film.
Melted grilled cheese or something.
Yeah, something like
someone
that.
To eat cheese with.
Mozzarella sticks and I don't know.
Mozzarella sticks.
Sizzle me Elmo.
She can be funny at
Sizzle me Elmo.
She can be at funny times. Like, her show isn't bad. But, like, her stand-up, I think, is just old.
I think she tries way too hard.
She is funny for a girl.
She's the
it's your idea of funny for a woman, yeah.
She's the fat kid we knew from high school with the beard of acne.
Wow.
Just
wow.
morph him into a hot Jew.
Wow.
Okay, well, he was a Jew. Morph him into a hot girl.
Wow.
Like, trying too hard and saying ridiculous stuff just to get a reaction.
Just to stand out.
Yeah.
But
and then what else happened at the
if
BMH?
She wasn't attractive, it would just be like Jeanine Garofalo.
Yeah.
Well, now
she'd be a liberal.
She'd be waifish thin and still bitching about her about fat women.
Thin.
When
what back else
fat happened?
Was well, already.
But you don't get hot and funny in the same package ever.
Usually, it's no.
Very like rare. Roseanne is very funny, whether you like her or not.
I think
her stand-up is very funny.
I don't think she's funny. I think she's really hot.
Nowadays, I think. I didn't particularly like her comedy when she started.
When she started. And believe it or not, whether you like her or not, Rosie O'Donnell, back in the day, was also very funny. Completely unattractive. Ellen DeGeneres.
She's a dyke. What, are you going to fuck her?
Ellen DeGeneres.
She has a very kind of Conan O'Brien sort of comedy about her.
Yeah, but she's funny.
What do you mean, no? Absolutely. Have you ever, like, watched her show? She does absolutely.
No, he's straight.
She dances
things.
Around. That's fucking all I've seen in the show.
Yeah, but does Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, she still.
Yeah,
has
she still does.
I don't even know.
They keep moving it around. It's going.
I'm talking about like the stand up. Mm-hmm. Like her stand up is very funny.
Well, she did one like a handful of years, like an HBO special.
Yeah,
and that's the last one I remember. But it wasn't that. It was okay. I mean,
for a girl.
She's also
a
lesbian.
Girl.
I want to hate her, but I can't.
She's also not very attractive.
Yeah. No,
she also gets hotter girls than we've ever gotten. So.
Well, maybe on Ellen, but she was still straight.
Quite down their snake arm.
I don't know.
Do you remember Ellen?
Yeah, I remember her having a mullet.
She looked like David Spade.
She did. She did. Wow.
Another dyke.
Another unfunny woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. He's not funny.
No, he's funny.
No, he isn't.
He's funny. No, see, he's the same caliber.
Have you seen that
like
Comedy Central
average
show
woman
he has?
Comic.
Yeah, he just his shit is the same. He's always the dry,
the dry. I mock.
He still has funny lines.
Mocks
like,
reality.
I mock celebrity.
Yeah, he still comes up.
Kathy
funny
Griffin.
Stuff.
Never funny.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Never funny. Come on.
Yeah,
she looks like a weird alien, but fuck her.
Yeah, me too.
What's that one? Fucking Lisa Lampanelli. Never funny.
Oh, she's so bad.
Yeah.
Wanda Sykes.
She's no one.
Wanda Sykes.
She's not
give
really
or take.
Her stand-up's okay, but when she's in movies. I think they pushed the whole angry black thing.
Yeah.
I'm black.
Like she was in Bruce. Evan Almighty, right? She was in Evan Almighty this summer.
Yes.
And it was just the same routine she's been doing every movie. Yeah. Angry black.
I
like,
hate that.
Secretary. Angry black assistant. Angry black woman. It's like same shit. Just fucking do
typecast
a whole movie about it.
They took a great movie called Bruce Almighty and made a sequel, if you will. Which, to me, looked like complete shit.
An overly religious
like, as
sequel.
Funny as Steve Carell is,
maybe?
He can't carry the movie
no,
like Jim Carrey
could.
No,
it's a sequel because the Ian character is the...
he was the news reporter he
news
was
reporter
rivaling
in
with.
In the first movie. Yeah. Okay. So it's
just, Jim Carrey's just that good that you can't, like, compare to him.
Have you seen the number 23 yet?
Well, I mean...
he's not that great.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
No, well, that was dramatic stuff. I mean,
yeah, if he's not doing anything...
He's hit and miss with that, but comedy, he always comes through.
He's going to be in the Horton Hears a Who movie.
I saw the preview for that. So is Steve Carell. Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that? The Reverend Horton Heat movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish. That'd be awesome.
Anyway, what do we got? Special delivery.
Okay. Amy Sedaris.
Oh, yeah.
Funny woman.
Oh, yeah. Right. And she's actually not that bad looking. I was blown away when I saw pictures of her like in real life, like without that stupid. Because I've only seen her in the
Strange
with Candy, which is hilarious. And she's so gross looking. Gross looking.
Yeah.
But I saw a picture of the magazine. She was like looked really good. I was like, God.
On her new book, I saw.
That probably was it. That was probably
she has
it.
Pictures of her in her new book, and she looks like, pretty good.
It's pretty hot.
And who's the other one? Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
She's not bad.
I think she's funny.
Who's Amy Poehler?
She's hot.
Amy Sedaris is different than Amy Poehler, I would say.
Last night.
Yes, she was also in that Jeff Garlin movie, Amy Sedaris.
I like Bruce Valanche.
Not a woman, dude.
Wow. Oh, he's not?
With or without the beard.
Wow. Obviously, I'm kidding. He's the most repulsive fat man I've ever met. Wow. Next to Vaughn. He could be like your gay uncle.
Wow,
he really
seriously.
Could.
He like, is your snort.
Get a load of that beard smirk. Right now.
Holy shit.
Can you see that on the fucking Derek cam? You got the Bruce Valanche beard. You have.
I
it
just
right
don't
now.
Have a Vaughn curly. Valanche. I just don't have a curly wig on my
fucking
head.
Fucking Vaughn Bin Laden.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh no.
The whole big thing, like they're like, oh, Osama released a new tape. Oh, he dyed his beard. Like big deal. Like who gives a fuck?
Who's his stylist?
Well, say automatically.
He's responsible, supposedly responsible for killing thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
If you want to think about it, like
what
that
is he Hitler?
Respect.
Supposed.
He didn't kill anybody.
You're a,
like, you apparently he uses just for men.
Yeah, because he uses Nivea. Like, oh,
Nivea.
Shit. He's gay. Oh, he's a
he's
bag.
Using Grecian.
They got the commercial where they pull him over.
Yeah.
That's ID. This isn't you. This is some old guy.
He's like, yeah, he's got some hot chick in the car. Yeah.
Well, the reason why they went off on this is, like I was saying before, is that in the extreme in extreme Islam, the fact that when
which
a,
you
a
apparently
man,
are part of with that
yeah,
beard.
Yeah, shut up. When a man gets older and it starts to gray and his hair starts to gray, it's supposed to be like a sign of like dignity
wisdom.
Or
yeah,
wisdom. Yeah, it's supposed to be it's supposed to be actually better
experience.
For a man as he gets older. But for some odd reason, like I think Derek was saying this before the show, that they're that more and more men of Islam are actually dyeing their beards and their hair. So
well, they're starting to realize it's harder for them to be identified that way.
I'm Joe Schmo from Jersey.
Yeah, basically. You can just drive a cab.
I'm gonna get tackled in a plane
cousin
one of these
Osama.
Days.
Wow.
But,
where's Osama? Anyway.
So, like, to me, I couldn't understand, like, I hate the superficiality involved in it. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like, he dyed his beard. Well, that's more important.
They have to, like, point it out. It'd be better if, like, they didn't.
You know, it's important
like,
the fact that he's
word.
Releasing a tape. He's still alive.
Yeah.
That means he's still commanding things.
He released
be more
today.
Worried about that.
Like, not a video, but he released a recording.
He's got today. A porno with Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
That'd be interesting.
Osama bin Laden.
Oh my God.
He just has like yeah, you know, he just has like porn tryouts in the cave. It's probably a made up it's probably a fake cave. He probably lives in
yeah,
like
a Hollywood
somewhere.
Cave.
Yeah.
It's like the set from like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
It's all paper mache.
Yeah. Oh, that'd work.
Osama's wow. Facial bloopers, you know, like
wow, bloopers.
Watching a whole bunch of that stuff before he came here tonight.
Wow,
what
facial thanks. Bloopers?
Well, you ever go on like PornoTube?
No.
Well, there's.
Well, now I will
there's,
now.
There's porno hybrids of YouTube out there online, and one of them is PornoTube, right?
PornTube.
There's one. Well, there's PornTube.
Maybe there's another one. I don't know.
There's
about.
A whole bunch of them. I think there's one
X-Tube.
Called
XTube.
XTube, yeah, that's another one. And I was looking up, and it's just gag reel stuff. I mean,
gag reel.
Not yet, taking it way too stream.
I get it.
Is that the Benny Hill music playing?
No, there's no music. It's just like scenes of girls like
throwing up on cocks.
To the point where they're about to throw up, where they like,
yes.
Where they like, and then they go over and they puke somewhere, like in a cup, and they come back.
And it goes back in their mouth.
Yeah. They come back. They come back for more.
They swish a little alcohol, and they come
back. That's dedication.
Are they come like, back for more because they're getting a lot of money.
Are they bulimics? Like, yeah. That's how they. That's it. You know.
And it's, I'm like, and it's like, and the people actually sat there and like cut all these things out of like the ends of, because some pornos actually do that. They actually put that quote unquote gag reel at the end, like as a special feature on DVDs.
Special feature,
like the bloopers and stuff like that. They'll put all that stuff together where like the girl will be having sex on. With two guys on a
deleted
table.
Deleted scenes.
Like a friend of mine, he has a point. He's showing me just the bloopers because he's like, these are the funniest parts. I'm like, why are you looking for the funny parts in a porno?
Wow.
But anyway.
Because all porn's the same. You might as well get some interesting parts.
They're both having, there's a guy underneath, the guy, girl in the middle, another guy, and they're you know, DPing her. And all of a sudden, and they're
Dr.
on like
Pepper?
This.
Dragon Punch?
They're like on a table, like a wooden table. And all of a sudden, the table just decides to break, and they all fall
wow.
Like,
wow.
on the ground. It's just like, oh, my God. It's 3D, like ridiculous. It was 3D. Hilarious, though.
Throw a table.
Double vaginal, double anal.
2P. Throw a table.
See, that's funny. Like, all porn.
I want to see a TLC porn.
What?
Tables, ladders,
and chairs.
Wow. I thought you meant Lisa Lopez.
Wow.
Somebody digging up her dead, decomposing Lisa body and fucking it.
If you really want, you can go to South Africa and find her head. It's
dead
on a tree somewhere.
The Bahamas anyway, asshole.
Whatever. She's dead. Who cares?
They probably buried her in the States.
Yeah, but her head's probably still in...
her head?
Yeah, her head bashed into the tree.
Before her head died?
Didn't they release that that Behind the Music with the video?
Yes, and they cut it right before she crashed.
Well, no, the video kind of just... You could hear everybody screaming, and then they cut
well,
it.
Oh, yeah, but they...
I would love to see the full-on cut of that.
Okay.
Unedited
I would, too.
Huh?
What is that? What is it?
Lisa Lopez. When she,
Lisa Lopez
she
had a video
accident.
Camera in her hand right before she obliterated her own head with the tree.
Whoa!
And the people in the car are just screaming, and that's where the clip kind of fades out. Yeah,
Death Eye. Lisa Death Eye Lopez.
She had no left eye after that, baby.
Yeah.
Better.
Fucking Lisa Closed Eyes Lopez.
Oh, Lisa Quarter Eyes Lopez.
Yeah.
All right.
So Rosh Hashanah's coming up pretty soon.
Who?
Yeah, it is.
Rosh Hashanah.
Very soon.
Oh, really?
And I just saw them at the art center.
No, I heard Geddy Lee was celebrating Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, in celebration, yeah.
They just made a new song called Yom Sawyer.
They call me the Countin' Man. They call me the Money Man. Because that's what I do. Count
Rosh
money.
Hashanah.
All day. You've been counting money all your life.
I'm counting money.
Hello.
Shalom.
L'chaim. No, the album 2112 just looked like a dollar sign in the front.
2112000000000000.
21.12% interest.
He's a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's funny. Cause
yes.
It's, yeah.
True.
Yeah. They're Jews, and they make pretty good music. That's
yeah,
about it.
Pretty good money, too.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying before? Well, Sarah Silverman ovulates money?
Yes.
She does.
Ovulates money. She's like a washing machine in her stomach. She's like tumbling around funds and T-bills and shit.
She's like a slot machine.
Ooh,
literally.
Slot machine.
Slot machine.
Ooh, baby.
She pays out.
Oh, God. I would gag her.
Yes.
See, because, like, I hate her so much, in a way.
Yeah.
She's a hot Jew, so of course I naturally have to hate her.
Of course.
So, like, I would attach, like, pruning shears to my penis and throat fuck her with them.
Pruning shears.
Like, pruning shears?
Yeah.
With the anti-rape condom.
Yeah, it reversed.
I would put it on intentionally.
Yes.
Just to try to pull
just for her.
Pennies out of her pussy.
She's puking blood all over my penis.
Nice.
You guys done?
No.
What?
No.
I hope Jimmy Kimmel's hearing this.
Yeah. I know.
He's probably like been there, done that.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, Jimmy Kimmel to Adam Carolla.
Remember we did that, honey?
Yeah. Seabass said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's about it for the...
Well, I guess show's over.
Is that enough Jew talk? You guys done?
Hey, it's, you know...
It'll continue.
It's good humor. I have Jewish friends, so it's okay.
Good humor.
Mm. You have one. He's sitting in the room, yeah.
That'd be a good name.
Venus.
That would be a good name for a baseball player, Good Humor. I mean, considering, you know, we have Coco Crisp and Milton Bradley.
Yes.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a guy called Milton Bradley, apparently.
Is that his real name?
I didn't realize that he was a baseball player until last night. Apparently, he's been playing for about 6 years.
Wow.
What team? Oh, I don't care.
I don't know.
I just went to the kitchen. It was like early a.m., and there was a sports desk thing on, and they're talking about baseball, and I just hear, and with Milton Bradley, like, on whatever team it was. And, like, somebody snickered in the background after they said it. Like, the guy talking just stopped talking after he said Milton Bradley and stared at the camera. And somebody was like, I was like, what the fuck?
He was probably like, who's on first, a Monopoly guy?
Yeah, seriously. Parker
He's
Brothers.
On the, Montreal. Like, He's on the Montreal Expos.
Oh, okay, really? Cool.
He's Canadian.
He debuted in...
He doesn't have to be Canadian.
He's from Canada.
Dick dog.
He's from Canada.
He's... Okay.
Or California.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from
Harbor
Canada.
City,
just because
I'm
he's
from California.
Just because he's on the Montreal Expos doesn't mean he has to
be. He can
be
black, for Christ's sake. Yeah. They don't have blacks in Canada.
Gary Carter was on
Canada.
The Expos.
Canada.
Dick.
In, like,
Canada.
The 80s.
I'm catching Vaughninitis.
The tendonitis would be?
What?
My penis is getting smaller. Wow.
What? My vocabulary is shrinking.
My speech is impaired. I'm visually disgusting.
And Milton Bradley is very black.
Yes. Oh, he is.
Yes, he is.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Who names a black kid Milton?
Nah,
like, he didn't get beat up a lot.
It happens.
Hey, nigga, your name Milton.
I would show you his picture here, but he just looks like any black guy.
And where's Coco Crisp from?
Coco. How do you spell it? Is it C-O-C-O?
It's Coco Crisp. Coco. It's like Coco, like Coco.
Yeah. Like Coco Beware.
Yes. No, it, not
it's
K's.
It's C-R-I-S-P.
Oh, that was K-O?
Yeah, it's not a K. It's C's. It's all C's.
Coco Crisp.
Let's see. Coco Crisp is from Los Angeles.
Of course.
And California. He's black. And he's on Coco the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
Or St. Louis, whatever you want to say.
St. Louis. That's what I go for.
St. Louis.
Louis.
And he's also black, it looks like.
It appears he's Coco.
It's pretty crispy.
I don't know about the crisp, but he's definitely Coco.
I mean, there have been other silly names. Raleigh Fingers. Like, that's just, you know, that's a silly
Shet
name.
Lemon.
Yeah.
My friend Mike used to call him Shit Lemon.
Shit.
He was black.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit Lemon.
Yeah, yeah. Like Babe Ruth. I mean.
Oh, that's a
it's a yummy candy bar.
It is. But I thought that Milton Bradley was basically the.
I would never expect to hear that name.
The beginning of the end.
As somebody's name.
So to speak.
Parker Brothers.
Parker Brothers.
That would be a good one.
Hanna-Barbera taking up shortstop. Yeah. This is a fucking
Yogi Berra. There you go, Carly.
Who's still fucking Yogi alive, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, he's still alive, I think.
Wow, it ain't over till it's over.
No.
My God.
It ain't over till you're a fucking mummy. Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, isn't it?
Wow.
An old motherfucker.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy shit.
See, and when you think about it, Barry Bonds should be Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, Barry and Bonds, that's perfect gimmick.
His parents probably are Jews.
Bonds.
He's probably adopted, yeah.
Bonstein. That would be
Bonds, like money. Bonds.
I know, I can see it.
No, you don't. That's the thing.
Jerk.
His birth name is Savings Account. Decided, you know, that was a little obvious.
So, I was trying to come up with names for stupid baseball players.
Okay.
But I wanted to save it, spontaneously for the show.
Well, as if Cal Ripken is...
Ripken Jr.
How about Oral Hershiser?
Yeah, Oral Hershiser.
I could barely
weird.
Say it.
Oral.
I was going to say that the Cal Ripken name eventually evolved into Cal Nifkin.
What?
Yes. The Nifkin is a word for the girl's little stitch thing.
Well, no, it's for basically the taint hair.
Yeah. Nifkin. Yeah. Yeah. And somebody said that one night, and I'd never heard that before.
Uh-huh.
And I said, for whatever reason, Cal Nifkin Jr.
Tinier taint hairs.
Who? What?
What?
I don't know.
Child's taint hairs.
Yes. But, wow. Oral Hershiser.
Yeah, who names their kid Oral?
Oral B.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, but I thought it would be better if everybody really tried.
Oh, well, I got some actual... baseball player name.
Awesome.
There.
Go.
There we go. Of course, there's Coco Crisp. Can't beat that.
Right.
Holy shit.
Do you have a list of bad names here?
Chone Figgins is on the Angels. Olmedo Sainz.
Olmedo
Sainz. Oh, see, we're just getting into like foreign.
Well, there's Boof Bonzer.
There you go.
Oh.
Nick Punto.
There's a really bad one that I heard. Oh, shit. I can't remember what it is. Go ahead.
Lasting's Millage.
Wait, what?
Lasting's, it's like Mill Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Boof Bonzer.
Yeah. Chan Min Wang. No, what the
wow.
Indian.
Japanese.
Xavier Nady.
Nice.
Brad Hennessy. That's not funny at all.
Nope.
Nook Logan.
Bulk Logan.
N-O-O-K.
Nook Logan.
What is this? Is this just a team?
No, these are just random.
Stupid names? Is it?
Yep.
Is that what the point is?
Yep. And, of course, the number one and number two. Number two is Coco Crisp, and number one is Milton Bradley.
Wow.
Yeah.
One and two.
Milton Bradley and Coco Crisp.
That's funny.
That's great.
Then Rocco Baldelli.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He's just a paroled Guido.
Yeah.
Sounds like something out of the Flintstones.
And somebody put, wow, I'm surprised nobody said Daisuke Matsuzaka.
What?
Matsuzaka.
That's just a gook.
That's just
meme,
you know? That's just Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I don't like when they do that. Like,
yeah.
When it's just dumb names. Not.
Yeah.
This is a name that I can't pronounce because it's not of my native land.
Like Boof Bodensner is a good name.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason that name should exist.
It's a good bad name.
Yeah. Joel Zumaya is just.
That's
silly.
Just the name.
It's a name. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just that's weird just like name. John Smith.
Somebody put.
Well, it's not that average, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody put Derek Jeter.
I mean,
and,
like.
And Sammy Sosa, because those are funny, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Vaughn Coal Miner is like a...
Yeah, give it out some more, Jackass.
Coal Miner?
Coal Miner.
Coal Miner.
It's a made-up
like
name.
C-O-A-L-M-I-N-E-R.
Coal Miner.
Somebody put David Wright. These people are stupid.
Wow. Yeah,
that's terrible.
They don't get
this
it.
Is just the most popular players right now. That's all they're doing is naming them.
If it was like David Left or David Center, that would be hilarious.
Because like David Wright's going to be MVP this year probably. I don't know why I know that, but...
I don't either.
Chris Duncan.
The only time you get to see sports is what? Like... 6 o'clock in the morning when you're going to bed?
Pretty much, yeah.
Willie Mo Pina.
Well, there you go. They saved it with that one.
Mo Pina.
Willie. Like, my name Willie is usually funny.
I always thought Ty Cobb was kind of a bizarre name.
That is.
Apparently he was a giant racist, too.
He was also a racist. Cy Young. Who used to, you know, sharpen up his shoes and then tackle people with his feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, he did. He used to
He used to murder people.
No, well, he used to do face first slides. Yeah.
He'd grind them up at the baseballs.
He used to just keep his feet up a little higher than normal.
Uh-huh.
And he'd hit people like in the
oh,
calves.
So it was like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah. And he'd intentionally keep his
fall
spikes
to the next level.
He was doing the Hagar slide.
He'd intentionally keep his spikes sharpened just to do it. Yeah, just to fight. And he was an intentionally psychotic racist. Yeah.
Dickie Thon.
Weird.
Remember Dickie Thon?
No, remember him?
Dickie sounds Thon? Familiar, but yeah.
I think that was his name.
No, I don't know.
No? Look him up. He's probably dead now.
Good change the subject, if I could, because it's kind of
sports?
Well, Vaughn brought this up when he was reading the paper before. The title of this news story is Incest Monster Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Incest Monster.
Oh, give me babies. Give me relatives to fuck.
I think we've been talking about this for like the last couple weeks when we talk about the paper.
Yeah, here we go. It says,
"Well, wait, the fact that they don't have enough room to fit on these stupid headlines.
Yeah,
they just got to fit the best things. Like
the
that's
incest
what,
monster.
They constantly put the word "says" in the main headline.
Of course.
I just showed you one before. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm hungry for my cousin's pussy.
Wow.
Wait, Berticus says poo holes.
What?
There's a guy, a baseball player named Poo Holes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is that the full name?
It's pronounced
H-O-L-Z.
Poo holes. I forgot his first name. It was up there, too.
Gary Pujols.
Yeah, it's like Mike Pujols.
Kind of silly.
Pujols.
Apparently, the man convicted in this was accused of raping his preteen daughter sometimes almost daily. Sometimes almost. Like, I can't. Like, you think about it.
Sometimes
like, this
almost.
Is the biggest newspaper, like, in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the best you can come up with?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes almost?
Who fucking
like, these people are getting paid a lot of money.
That's two, like, words of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Like,
seriously.
Sometimes almost. You don't use that. Mm-hmm. That's just not proper English.
Well,
ever.
You would just say occasionally daily.
Yeah.
No one fucking proofreads.
No, not even. You just say accused of sometimes raping his daughter almost daily. Like,
yeah,
you don't use it back to back. You have to know how to word it.
I really don't. To me, it doesn't matter what order.
No, it does matter, though.
You shouldn't use two of them.
There's
almost a
things.
Double negative.
Well, yeah, well, exactly.
It reduces the
severity of
it twice, like almost daily, sometimes almost daily.
They can use it in the same paragraph, but at least they don't use it right back to
well,
back.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It sounds retarded.
It's just bad English.
Like, no one proofreads any of this shit.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
They should all be fired.
Yeah, they're all retarded.
Mm-hmm. Let's rip them apart.
All right, what else?
But let's see.
Continue. This is interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, pig.
She looked up to him quite literally for love.
Wow.
I guess she was on her knees a lot.
Wow.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
She was praying.
She probably didn't have to be on her knees. She was so small.
Yeah, exactly. You could throw fuck her while she was standing.
Wow.
That's awesome.
On his tippy toes.
We're going to turn SpongeBob off, honey, and now you're going to eat my dick.
Oh, my goodness. I got a sponge for you.
Oh, God. That's
wow.
That's so disturbing.
You're the one who said it.
I know, but it's terrible. He beat his children with his belt and his hands in his home.
Right.
Then in public strut around wearing a kufi cap on his head.
Huh?
Oh, apparently he was Muslim.
Interesting.
Oh, nice. Apparently he's Muslim. Okay. Well, he's from West Africa, so he was like a black Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
So he's from like Guinea or something?
It just said West Africa.
Okay.
That could be Togo. It could be like 30 different countries.
Congo.
I like how they're specific they are about
Burkina Faso.
It. How long? Fucking Turkmenistan, you know?
Or not.
How long did it take them to convict him?
45 minutes.
45?
Yeah. That's not very long.
That's in and out right there.
Yeah, just rotate. Just
that's
right
pretty much
out.
Like they went in there to talk about like the news. Like, yeah, so, you know, we're going to convict this.
They like pull out the paper. Wow, some guy raped his daughter. Oh.
Oh, the Mets are on. Whoops. Oh, shit.
Let's convict this game. Let's convict this rapist.
Oh, shit, hold on a second. I got to find out what Milton Bradley's doing.
And this is actually a pretty funny, on page 6 in the Post, they always have like a comic thing, like a little cartoon. Yeah.
This is a visual.
They have a guy with a briefcase that says FEMA knocking on Britney Spears' door.
Oh, come on.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Speaking of kitty porn.
Let's speak of it constantly.
I'm just going to go ahead and say kitty porn.
Please.
The worst and most offensive movie I've seen in a while has just had 3 screenings at the Kooky Toronto Film Festival. This is obviously written by somebody who Roger Friedman.
I was about to say,
is he Jewish? Fox News.
Oh, fuck.
So.
Okay.
Nothing is Private is written and directed by Alan Ball, the man behind 6 Feet Under and American Beauty.
Uh-oh.
But it's caused outrage here for its graphic depiction of sexual, mental, and physical child abuse that verges quite literally on kiddie porn.
Is this the movie with What's-Your-Face?
No.
No, it's another movie.
The movie is so odious that many people have simply walked out during screenings.
Odious!
Awesome.
Did I pronounce that wrong?
No.
Oh.
It's a funny word.
It is a rare word.
It is.
It's like,
I love it.
As offensive as possible.
I love words like that encompass like 6 or 7 definitions into one. Seriously. And it's like, that's all you need to say rather than describe everything.
Yeah. Oh,
and then a lot of people won't understand what you mean.
Exactly. And then you sound smart and they say, well, I guess it's a bad movie.
I guess you're fancy.
The movie shows actor Aaron Eckhart having sex with a 13-year-old girl played by a now 19-year-old actress, Summer Bishill. The actress only recently turned 19, however, which means that she was just on the cusp of 18 when she made the movie last year. So she was 18.
Yeah, well, she has to be.
Then that doesn't matter.
So what's the big deal? That's what I say.
It's not like, you know, it's stupid to begin with anyway.
Who's that one that would happen last?
I do have a picture.
What, come
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning. Mm-hmm. If it was her, I can understand people would be in
because she really is.
Because she's
12 or 13.
Yeah, she's only 12 or 13.
That girl's really hot.
Yeah.
May I see?
Can we see?
Wow. She's like some kind of Hindu.
Some kind of Hindu or black.
Some kind of Hindu. Wow,
pretty hot. Matt's going to stalk her tonight.
I might. I got her MySpace.
I'll find her.
Impressive.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was pretty hot.
Nothing is Private is based on a novel called Towelhead. I guess she is.
Wow. Wait. The original title of the book was too extreme. So they used
The Great Tiger.
Yeah.
Towelhead.
Beardface.
And it very well may adhere to the book's parameters, but the books and films are different.
Towel.
And the movie version, the abuse heaped on 13-year-old Jazeera by her adult neighbor, her older teen boyfriend, and her own father is shocking, careless, and disgusting. Nothing is Private is the Feel Awful movie of 2007.
Wow, Feel Awful.
Wow. Oh, and then they get into some... His character initially takes the girl's virginity by fondling her in a very graphic scene that leaves nothing to the imagination.
But she's of age.
Later, he sodomizes her. In between, his pedophilia is played in such a way that the first and only thought is that we are watching kitty porn.
Wow.
Okay.
Vaughn's like, and what's the big deal?
No. It's not the big deal. It's that the actress is of age, right? She's playing a woman.
Yeah, but the whole point is that she's supposed
to be a
13-year-old.
Yeah, and that's what it's, you know, it's a fucking movie.
That's the right way to do it, so to speak.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get a younger-looking actress who is of age to do that kind of scene. But in Europe, sometimes they don't do that.
There's a movie out there that's called The Little Girl Who Lives Down the Lane. It's a...
Oh my God! Wow, the nursery rhyme.
It's a Jodie Foster film. It's
yeah,
probably one of her first or second.
One
films.
Of her first slut films.
And she was what, I think 13 or 14 at the time when this movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a
so taxi driver wasn't enough for her. Yeah. She had
there's
to
a
do
nude
more.
Scene. There's a nude. She does a nude scene in the film.
The little girl who gets raped every day.
and the whole
I like
film,
that.
The whole uh-huh. film is about this like this Dot girl com. Living in this house with her father, and she's being terrorized by Charlie Sheen.
And who isn't?
Was it actually Charlie Sheen? Like, hi, I'm Charlie Sheen. I'm here to terrorize you.
Wait, no, maybe not Charlie Sheen.
I got a lot of bad movies for you to watch.
What's his father's name?
Major Leagues 1
Martin
and 2.
Sheen.
Martin Sheen. Sorry, Martin
even
Sheen.
Worse.
Sorry, wow. Martin Sheen.
Money Sheen.
He does a good job.
Money but, Machine.
Like, there's a scene
Apocalypse
where...
Apocalypse Now. Just
there's a scene where she befriends this boy, and she kind of becomes boyfriend, girlfriend.
Money Machine.
And there's a scene where she has to... That was good.
You missed that the first time.
That's why I said it again.
Wow. Actually, I had to stop. That's actually good. Wow. Awesome.
Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
I gotta stop. No, I can't.
Every time he spits on the sidewalk, it just forms into a bill.
A fucking 50.
Yeah.
It just turns into like...
He shits coins.
Coinage.
Yeah. He's like the Terminator 1. You know, yeah. T1 and uh-huh. Terminator 2. Yeah. Liquid metal is just liquid money.
When he blows his nose, it's
liquid
just
liquid funds.
He blows his nose, it's rolled up fives.
What?
This is my dad. His name's IRA Rollover. That's my
money
dog's
machine. Oh
my That's my dog's name. Rollover.
Wow.
All right. So in this scene,
Vaughn's still trying to explain what actually happened.
Like he always does.
It doesn't even matter what
he
happened.
He tries to kill it.
We're running with a joke here. Well,
who gave me a dog dick?
Just spit it out. Come on.
A dick bag. Ball
out. To continue.
So hey, ball out.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry
one,
to interrupt you.
One.
We have a phone call.
We have a phone call.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up?
Who the fuck is this?
Wow. What should be nice?
I've never heard you fucking drunk.
Oh, no. What are you working?
You know who this is?
It's Steve, too.
Is this Steve?
Oh, it's Steve.
Yeah. It's Steve number two.
You're
you
a fucking
said.
Faggot. Turn his shit off.
Wow.
What, did you get a break from mopping? You decided to call
him? Yo, ho, ho, ho.
Holy shit.
I don't know. Did I?
You're a fucking scumbag.
I love it because he doesn't know what's going on right now. He just called in.
He's blindly calling into the show.
He's eating another sandwich.
Because I was thinking about you guys.
You're what?
I was thinking about you guys. Oh,
isn't that cute?
Oh, you were taking a shit then.
No. Seriously here. I was seeing if maybe guys, if after the show, you guys want to go over to the city with me because they must be having some killer sales because there's these two giant fucking spotlights over there.
What?
I think it's a new club opening.
It's a moonlight special.
Wow.
It's a new club opening.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
What's the club's name? You know? That's what I heard.
What?
I heard the spotlights were because a club was opening.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Do you know what his name is? Did you hear?
No, what is it?
I'm asking you because I'm not sure.
No, I don't know. I thought it was fucking PC Richards or something.
Well, what?
PC Richards.
It's not a club, dude. It's
a good baseball
store.
Player name.
Electronic
PC
store.
Richards.
I know what it is. I thought they were having some nice sales.
Oh, okay.
Way to bring it home. Way
Thanks.
To bring it home, Steve.
Way to hit that one out of the park, you fat scumbag.
Wow. So anyway.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah, every time someone calls, who the fuck is this?
Well, because he's just, hey, like, he knows me for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, he has.
Well, he has, but
yeah,
I didn't know it was him.
So yeah.
You got anything else, Steve, or is that it?
No more tampons to clean up at school?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Where?
You just farted?
Did you just fart?
Nah.
What the hell was that?
Yes, he snickers. Nah. Wasn't me.
So what the fuck are you guys talking about? What did I say?
Dude, you are ruining the show.
Yeah, that's it. We were on such a roll, and somehow Steve number two has ruined the show.
Well, he got hungry
because
he heard about a roll, so he called in.
Nice. Yeah.
Are you eating still?
No, you guys can get back to being funny. I'm
going to
go.
Thank you,
sir. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for contributing that fucking 30 seconds of shit Derek's going to have to edit out of the show.
Nice.
He wakes up.
Carly just woke up and asked, how's your back doing?
He's gone.
Oh, later. So anyway, we were
talking about dropping the ball. Yeah, what a piece of shit. I gave him fucking something to work with, and you didn't.
All right, so we were running with a joke, and of course, usually when something is that funny, it's because of something Vaughn happened to say that we play off of, which works out very well. But for some reason, Vaughn likes to kind of cut that off because it's almost as if he's embarrassed or angry that he isn't getting to say what he wanted to say.
Well, the White Ninja says, LOL, I think it's the Two Towers Club.
Wow. 16. He shouldn't be giving out jokes.
What?
Who's that? You know him?
He's on our MySpace page.
All these people are new to me. I don't know.
Thanks.
I don't have it.
Thanks for
Well, pretty soon you'll be getting a computer. Well,
pretty soon.
He's a friend of all the shows, I think.
I will I'll be nerding out in probably another week or so.
Yeah?
What
do you get? What kind? I'll
probably drop about 11, maybe 1,100, 1,200. What are they called? The Duo-Core Quad Processor,
yeah.
I think it is.
Okay, nerds.
It's pretty serious.
Wow, it sounds like Nerdcast already.
I mean, boom! The Nerdocrats.
The Nerdocrats.
It's a pretty hardcore computer.
Wow.
And I will be giving my oldest working computer to Steve number one.
Yeah, after he fixes it and cleans the porn out of it.
Fred Flintstone's throwaway. I'm getting it.
Pretty much. It's from 2000.
Wow.
It still runs all right.
Yeah, sure it does.
It's got Win2K on it. How could it not run all
right? Hey, if you can download porn, then that's all I care about.
It's true. And it can.
And this show.
Abundance.
And this show.
You'll have a solid 60 gigs to work with.
Oh, there you go. That sounds great.
You can run with that.
Wow. He can listen to the show.
Where are you getting it from?
Oh, probably Dell.
Yeah, it's just easy.
Yeah. I was thinking about, you know, pricing around and stuff, but yeah. I got one computer from another place just for gaming.
Yeah.
It only lasted a couple of years before the Mobo died.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Mobo.
Fucking nerd.
Mobo Crisp.
Mobo.
Mobo Crisp.
Yeah. Mobo Gigahertz. That's a new baseball player.
Wow. He just stands there and calculates pitches.
Derek had to decide whether or not he really wanted to laugh at that.
I had to process it.
You processed it?
Oh, he had to CPU it.
Yeah? Okay.
Fucking computer
Mobo
processing unit.
He had to send it to the CPU.
Computer processing unit.
Yeah.
It's a Mobo.
Oops. It could happen. Yeah. It's kind of like Bobo. Be Mobo Brazil.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go.
Talk about nerd talk.
Yeah, why not? That was wrestling and computers in one joke.
That's nice.
I can't believe it. That's why it wasn't funny.
Well, I'm curious about this new club they're opening up.
Oh. I don't know.
Maybe we'll get online after on the break and find out.
I want to know more about it, that's all.
Take a trip.
I might go there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except the
it might be underground, though.
Okay. All right.
Might be tough to get in.
Yeah, there might be a line.
Wow.
There might be cadaver dogs doing the...
now we're getting...
Right. Doing the
high
security.
Let's go to break.
High security.
Yeah, let's do that.
Want to go to break? Is it time already?
Oh,
it's going to have to be.
Yeah.
For my sake.
We got a whole bunch of things to talk about.
For the show's sake.
I know. All right, we'll take a break. We are back with regrets.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yes, I am a model. You will never look as good as I smell with arrogance.
It smells like toilet bowl water.
He had it in a fucking pesticide spray.
The atomizer.
He had like a DDT fucking can.
It was. Yeah. That's what it really was. It was so like hack. Like they just like...
Just like a big red can.
Like a caulking gun with a little barrel on it.
Wow. Wow.
And awesome. That was the whole thing with Jake the Snake. Didn't he spray it in his face?
Yeah,
that's why he had the cock eye.
That was great.
The white eye. Awesome.
What year was that? 1991?
Had to have been.
Yeah, they did the blindfold match. It was great.
The blindfold match.
That was a great match.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly they did that on a house show before they actually did the...
That's what Jake was saying, yeah.
Yeah, before they did the pay-per-view. They had tested out once. See how it will go over. And they figured out the easiest way to do it. Just point in direction where the other guy was and see where the crowd would cheer. And they went over. Totally went over. It was a very interactive match.
Yeah, it was a good match, too.
It was. It was basically a couple of botched spots in a DDT.
Yep.
Intentionally botched.
Intentionally.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
They had to have seen through that. He said they didn't, but.
And yes, Rick Martel is still alive.
Yeah. We're not
Yes, he is. Unfortunately, we don't hear about him much.
Sherry Martel, however, is fucking dead.
No relation.
Dead.
Buried Martel?
Not like, well, sensational. She's dead, buried. Not like our website, which is.
What
a,
is it's alive oh, and well.
We have a new
rebirth.
It's come out from the ashes.
Site.
Yeah, we just got to do some tweaking. A little bit. A couple here things there. Here and there. But aristocratsradio.com is online.
Yay.
As go to it, post to it.
Matt did a wonderful job.
Say whatever you want.
Stealing.
Redoing
stealing templates.
Stealing Google templates. And a lot of new shows are out there. I just put up 5.
Yeah,
new
you
shows.
Did.
Hot and heavy. Yeah.
So the Conti and Kenny show.
Which?
Mm-hmm. Well, when they were on our shows up there. Yeah, Chris Johnston and Christine Triple D, who were conspicuous by her absence in the chat room today.
Mm. Yeah.
That show is up. Also, the My Jovi guy, the My Aristocrat show.
The 45-minute late show that we
started? Yeah, 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 the late show.
Oh, you called
was
it
the
like
one with the bad audio quality?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we got to put it up anyway. Cause,
oh, whatever.
Well, I did. It's up. They're all
awesome.
Up.
Yeah, excellent.
And
so go there, listen if you missed anything.
I wish I listened to Conti and Kenny. Talking about Conti and Kenny, I wish I listened to their show last night. Because if it's supposedly the last show for Joe Conti, that kind of sucks.
I don't know.
Because I don't know how that show's really going to go with, I don't know, one of the namesakes leaving the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious
well, they
to
have
find
like,
out
what?
Why.
I think they have like 8 guys in that show, though.
4.
Wow.
more than half of what I just said.
Whatever, you know what I mean. Though.
No, I do it. No.
Ah! You get what I mean. There's a lot of guys, okay? Is that better for you?
No more than us.
Yeah, it's the same amount as us.
Yeah, don't be like somebody else.
Sometimes
say, oh,
we actually have had 8 people on.
Yeah, we do.
Pretty
once
much.
In a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or at least 6 people and 2 assholes speaking.
Yeah. Pretty much. When Conti and Kenny were here, we didn't even have 8 people.
It's true.
Yeah, you're
right. It weighed about as much as 8 people.
Yeah, probably.
Well, probably like 10
pretty
people.
Close, yeah. And that's just with the aristocrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Conti and Kenny actually took some of the load off of us.
Yeah, actually, they did.
They were negative.
They threw off our average.
They're made up of antimatter.
Our 250-pound average.
Well, if you look at like 1 or 2 of the people that have guested on this show,
pretty fat.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway.
Another 4.
That's true.
Yeah, real quick before we get into anything else,
cool.
This whole missing girl, this British girl, Madeline.
They're still going on about
her? Yeah, you know, really, really cute kid. Like, why would you want to kill her? Like, obviously the parents did.
Yeah.
Obviously they killed her. Whatever reason, I don't know. But apparently the cops have found blood that's hers in the trunk of a car they rented. So, like, how do you explain that one away? It's one thing if you're like, oh, it's our car. She had a cut on her finger while I was holding her. It bled into the trunk. You know, oh, no. Her blood is just in a rent-a-fucking car.
She got her first period. It was a rental. We didn't want to have to pay for it, so we just threw her in the trunk for the ride.
Yeah, you know.
They couldn't fucking hack it. That's why they killed
her. Daddy busted her hymen in the trunk
they
of the car.
They did hack it. That's why they...
You know what I mean? Shut up.
Like, you know, she's
it's just
a cute
like that.
Kid.
It's just like that one, the story I heard a couple weeks ago. A guy...
This Lorena
he was No,
girl.
He was watching his girlfriend's kid or his kid, and he...
It's two different things.
Well,
Which one was it?
I don't remember exactly if they were married or they were just dating.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw the kid in the dryer and put it on.
Uh-huh.
He gave it like second degree burns.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and like, kinda, yeah. And like the mother comes back and the kid's like sitting there smoking. And what was the guy going to do? Like, I put him in the dryer. That's why he's crispy. What the fuck?
Crispy.
It kind of reminds me of that story. I don't know if you guys remember.
They call him Coco Crisp.
I don't know. JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, she's
I
dead
mean,
too.
I don't know.
Never heard of
yeah, but they never figured out who killed her. And that whack job who came back from Singapore.
The mother died, didn't she?
She's dead. I think the father's still alive. Yeah, she died like a couple
dead.
Years ago. But remember that wacko last year?
Yeah.
The guy, yeah.
And the only reason he did it, well, that they think that he did it was because he was on charges in Singapore for child molestation.
Oh, God.
And so he decided to
Did he say he molested her?
He said he, yeah, he
yeah,
said
he was the one.
He said he's the one who killed her, or, you know. And he came back, and his story didn't match, so they had to let him go.
Probably because they knew if he stayed in Singapore, they'd probably punish him so severely there.
Oh, he's done.
That he'd rather come to the States.
I think it's like death.
Yeah, they probably like
I mean,
torture him.
They cane you for vandalism.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, even though everything else is fine in that country.
Whipped.
Everything else is fine in that country. You can watch girls shoot like bowling balls out of their pussies.
You could do that.
What?
Well, you know what I mean.
Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean. No,
ping
I don't.
Balls.
I don't know what you mean at all.
I don't know what you mean.
How do you shoot? Are you mean giving birth?
But, like, you know, their vaginal canals are so fucking used up for doing so much shit that they probably can't shoot out bowling balls out of their cookies.
Have you ever traveled to Singapore, Vaughn?
Have I had what?
Have you ever traveled to Singapore?
No.
Good.
Why would I?
Just curious.
I wouldn't. It's fucking, it's really, really hot, and everything smells like shit.
So it's Jersey.
Wow. Basically, yeah.
If I've been living here
summer.
For,
if you go to the
beach,
you can smell India.
Oh, dude, you go to the beach, it smells like fucking...
You go to the nude beach, it just smells death.
Like, I don't even know like where to start.
A rotted death.
It smells like stinky New Yorkers and fucking fat people.
Fat people.
And sucks.
And tight thongs.
Nice. Ugh. Hot. Mm. That's hot.
Grape smugglers. Mm.
Yeah. Right, we just suntan together. That's all.
Oh.
Beep, bloom, bloom.
Oh no.
So how about the? Why don't you go to the white power Jew Nazis?
Oh yeah.
In Israel, Shema Israel. What was that? Was that in the Post somewhere? Or was that the Daily News?
I think it was in the back of the Post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton looking like Cindy Adams.
She wants to have a kid now. You hear that?
What the fuck just happened there?
She plans. She plans.
She looks like fucking Beaver Cleaver's mom.
She plans within a year to have kids.
Teen Heil raising.
Let me just
rebuttal that
before you
rebuttal. There you go. That's the picture. Yes, the same picture. I was thinking to myself, well, if you always looked like that in that position, maybe you wouldn't be as bad.
Who is that?
Some bad speller.
It's somebody we know.
You wow. Fat
We're just
going to
leave it at that.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, delete.
You are apostrophe R-E.
Mm, hot with two D's. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway. How about these Jewish Nazis?
Yeah, here we go. Israel's top cop warned yesterday that neo-Nazis are running amok in Israel.
Nazi mania is running wild!
What you gonna do when us Jewish Nazis...
Is what you gonna do, Israelis?
Let's see, are running amok in Israel as Christian crosses and the words Hitler is...
Christopher Cross?
Yeah.
What?
Is that what you said?
Chris Christopherson.
Chris Cross?
The words Hitler...
The Mac Daddy make you?
Burn Jews.
Wow.
They bury bodies backwards. Say that 10 times fast. They burn Jews backwards. Hitler is the Messiah, love life Jesus.
Wow.
We're what? Spray painted on the walls of a synagogue.
What bastard.
Let's see. Okay, so the police inspector commenting on the arrest of a cell of 8 neo-Nazi youths. That's running amok.
That's a lot.
Boy, 8 in a country of, like, how many millions are in Israel? Probably a lot.
Probably how many millions
I'd say
are dying?
One or two.
It's and pretty. Many, it's packed full of fucking Jew.
Mm-hmm. And how many millions are dying from car bombs every day?
Well, there's more Jews in Brooklyn than there are in Israel, so.
What?
That's a fact.
Well, I fucking know that because I see them at work. That's another story, though.
What?
Anyway.
Let's see. A number of neo-Nazi websites have been operating in Israel for years, and the phenomenon is growing.
Right.
Also. So
go to Israel.
Yeah. Apparently, these are actually Jewish people.
Yeah.
That have just decided to be. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be a Jew. I want to be a Nazi.
That's like the ultimate. Like,
I want to go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah, I guess. What were you gonna say, Vaughn?
You know, it's like the ultimate switcheroo. They're going from like hoarding money to burning each other.
What?
Okay. I said that, yes.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was seriously thinking about this today. Like, every time I go to do the show, it's like coming into a battlefield.
It really is.
I always have to be on my feet.
Yeah.
Always on my toes in the show.
And are you?
Yeah, especially with you. Because now that Steve number two is not going to be here anymore, you have...
That's true.
All free reign. The anger goes right towards me because you have no way of putting him down any other time. Mm.
So what else was there with that?
Is
that
no, the whole story was kind of dead, but it's just an interesting
idea.
Well,
the fact
like,
that they're Jewish, like you know, transplants
well,
from
yeah,
Soviet
but you know what?
Union.
Yeah, good though, because they're using Jewish law against them. Because when you're a Jew, you have the right to return to Israel.
Yeah,
as if you were ever like linked to it at all.
Well, it's like Mecca, right?
Well, to them it is. Yeah. Like you, can, if you're just Jewish and you're like, oh, I want to go back to Israel.
It's a safe haven.
Yeah.
It's a safe haven. Like if you're a criminal or something, you say, oh, I want to go to Israel, and they're like, well, we can't say anything.
Yeah, like, no,
that's
ridiculous.
That's the games they play. Like they use religion to, you know,
all they can do is
kind of trump everything else. Like, well, we can't interfere with religion.
Mm-hmm. Can't step in between that because they're gonna get mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't want to anger.
They're gonna throw you know bills at you and stuff.
Trade gold coins.
Oh God. Not like. throwing money at you. They're going to throw you a bill that means you're going to have to pay.
And they're, you know, there's and there's schwitzing all about that.
They're what?
Schwitzing.
Schwitzing.
What's that? What are you, Jewish?
Oh, God.
Oh,
you,
God.
Meshuggah?
Yeah.
Meshuggah.
You're Meshuggah a schmuck?
Oh, God.
Recycle this. You're Meshuggah a schmuck. But, it's you know, it's an interesting world when Jew Nazis are beating up Jews. It's,
and they got white power.
That only happened in movies.
They got white power tattooed on their arms, like in their inner arms. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome.
But they're not white.
Well, they are, but they're Israel. They're Israelis.
They're Israeli. They're not white.
But the one, the kid they got on here is a white kid. He looks white, like a white kid. Yeah, he's wearing a fucking,
he might be pale.
He's wearing
a Russian
mask.
Jew, so he's basically white.
Yeah.
Caucasian?
I mean, he looks white.
Where
he
am
would
I?
You would look at him and go, oh, geez, Arabic, you know?
Wow.
You'd say, well, he's a Russian. He'd say, oh, he's a Russian Jew.
There you go. He's a Nikolai Volkov.
Jews
cheap
are.
Jew Russia.
Jews are every color of the world, my friend.
Hey, they all bleed money, so. They're all the same.
They all bleed
all
the big green.
I'm just kidding.
They all bleed 50 cent pieces.
50 cent?
Yeah,
a gun?
So whose album did you buy today, Vaughn? 50 cents or Kanye West?
Oh, God, that's right.
You. I'm not going to.
No,
not gonna
thank you. Good.
I'm not going to listen to a black guy who doesn't die. And I'm not going to listen to and I'm not going to listen to a whiny black guy who bitches about every time he can't get an award. Fucking, I mean, he does. They both have decent, you know, they both can do decent for what they are, you know, ignorant black guys. So, but one makes way too much money and he doesn't understand half.
No, they both make way too much money.
No, one
making
any
money.
Every rapper makes way too much money.
You know, 50. He has enough nickel in him to fucking, you know, be traded on the stock market.
Yeah.
And Kanye, he just, all he does is bitch and moan. I wish somebody would hit him on a car. Can he make another
okay,
record?
Here we go. This is what I'm going to say real quick. The reason I don't like Kanye West is because he's basically a closet racist. Guess who is buying all his albums, making him rich? White kids.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think poor black kids in the ghetto are buying his records? No. They're not.
I think everybody's white.
No.
Buying it.
Some of them are, but I'm saying the majority of people buying his records are white people.
Yeah. I mean, it's always
so whether or not you like white people, don't go out on TV insinuating a whitey this and white
see,
people
see, that's the
that.
Problem, though, like is people don't realize. Like they overlook it.
Because
like,
they don't care because they're so eager to suck big black cocks that they don't care.
Well, they're also buying 50 cents album like in droves, too, so it's not like it's...
I don't care for either one of them, but at least 50 Cent, like, to me, he's somewhat interesting because of just his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like,
he's
I'm like...
upfront.
Yeah, he's just, like, very abrasive and arrogant, and I just like people like that.
What is
know.
It? Rolling
it's
Stone,
just,
I think
funny.
It's this month or the newest publication that's coming out for Rolling Stone. Big, the front of the magazine is the both of their heads, like, face-to-face.
Uh-huh.
And it's this whole big article about, because they're supposedly in a feud.
Yeah. Well,
right
next
now.
Thing is Vince
like
McMahon is going to sign
well,
them to to WrestleMania.
Well, their feud
24.
Is who's going to sell the most records? Who's going to
exactly.
Be the top of the
charts? Explode.
Yes.
You know, it's like
they were on.
Who gives a fuck?
They
it's
were
like,
on the BET, one of the BET shows today, like the one of the live shows or whatever.
It's like they're. It's because it's both their third record.
Oh great!
You know, and it's
junior
like,
junior record. Do they call it that?
No, I think they just do the sophomore and then they stop doing that.
That's a third. And it's they're both supposed to, what's the word, the blow up? Is that the kids use?
Is that what them on darkies are saying?
Wow.
And I don't give a fuck. I never really was into Kanye. I never really cared for 50 Cent because it was like, oh, yeah, gangster rap. I really love that shit. Mm-hmm. I'd rather, like, you know, pull out N.W.A. records and listen to that shit again.
Yeah.
Because it's all the same fucking
even
garbage.
I would listen to N.W.A. over
at least
50
it was
Cent.
New and different.
Yeah.
It's been kind of done to death.
But,
And like Kanye, he always his shit is all positive and stuff like that. Like he tries to at least do positive music. But then when
he's
you
a
hear
big
him,
act
when you,
though.
When you hear him on like interviews or stuff in magazines, he's like either completely ignorant or he's completely like self-absorbed. And you're just
he's
like
both.
Like I can understand you could be that because you're making like, you know, hand over fist. You could making money like a motherfucker. I can understand you can do that because you're just gonna you know.
The whole point is he shouldn't be making that money.
Stop him then. What the fuck can I tell you?
But the people who are buying it cannot relate to his music. They just listen to it. That's it. They have nothing to do with it. They don't have any idea what he's talking
about. Are you buying music to relate with it? To relate to it? Are you
sometimes,
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Typo negative.
You relate to Typo? Really?
You probably haven't listened to any songs, Vaughn. You don't understand. what it is.
No.
So
you okay, well, we don't have to get in this conversation about you have to buy every record because you're relating to it.
Yeah. But people act like they do very often. They try to, like, change their image into this.
Well,
they
most
pretend,
like he
but
was
it's
saying,
not them.
Like he's saying, most people who buy rap music are white kids who live in the suburbs, and this is the truth, and they try, mm-hmm. and then they try to conform their views on what they're listening to.
But it's to seem tough, though, or
yeah.
cool.
I can understand, like, young kid, like, males liking it, mm-hmm. because it's, you know, it's brash, it's, you know, a lot of bragging and, you know, cock-waving, basically.
Yeah.
I just can't understand women getting into it. I don't know, like, rap. Not, like, dance stuff, like, stuff
no,
you can dance to.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
but, like,
that's
I was different. In FYE today. I'm sampling some CDs. I see this, like...
What the hell is there an FYE?
Freehold Mall.
Really?
And in West Long Branch.
Yep.
Wow. Anyway, go on.
And, I'm sitting... I take the headphones off, and I'm looking through CDs, and there's, you know, some fucking... Obviously, like, Jew broad from Marlboro, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the new name of the... What's the name of the Kanye West album?
Oh, like, my God.
I'm like, ugh.
She's just...
It just made me want to puke. Like, mm-hmm. what do you care? Yeah. Like, you're such a tool. Like, you're just a tool. And that's mm-hmm. it. That's bottom line.
She's just probably buying it because either she was
told buying
to.
It because they say, oh, it's the new album. Get it today. Yeah.
Seriously.
That's the reason
it
she bought it.
It doesn't matter what the content is.
Yeah.
Just
she doesn't
get
care. It.
It
could be him taking a shit.
Seriously.
Like, as soon as she got it, I would buy it.
12 tracks of bowel movements. That would be awesome.
Oh. We should do that.
Derek should just remix the whole record with
it'd be called
movements.
Chocolate Shotgun.
Like, Conti and Kenny have their, like, best of CDs that
yeah.
they sell.
Yeah.
It should just be us farting and shitting.
Derek can make a new album called, like, The Bowels of Hell.
Yeah, yeah. The Bowels of the Aristocrats.
The Bowelry.
87
the
minutes.
The Bowels of Smell.
They just think Bowelry. it's gonna be a best of record, and it's just us shitting into mics.
Yeah.
What I want to do is I want to put together a best of record and actually print it on vinyl.
Yeah.
Piss everyone off.
Nice.
Only vinyl only.
Yeah.
What are you, the White
nobody
Stripes?
Nobody has record players.
Fucking double LP.
Nobody owns a record
double player. Double LP.
I'm not kidding. What are you, the White Stripes? What the fuck?
Oh, okay.
Wow. Well, they did that the last album, the one they only put them out as
some people still do that
vinyl, like for reviews. They were only releasing vinyl to the reviewers, so you actually had a record player to review the record.
Yeah. Well, if you're a music reviewer, you should own a record player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. Derek is that.
Yes,
mm-hmm. He should be.
Yeah. He's one of the only people I know that owns a record player.
My grandmother bought a new one a couple years ago.
Yeah, Victrola, crank,
no.
Derek's into a lot of like very obscure things that you won't hear about.
the music you were listening
hey,
to.
I put
this
that
morning.
Sock there and that big horn thing to turn it down.
Before we started, Derek's listening to like bluegrass and like banjo music looking for
Mokin Ruffins.
Mokin Ruffins. That's a baseball player.
That's a new import.
That's awesome.
There's some fun shit out there on vinyl.
Yeah, yep, there is. Man. Right.
First of all, it's cheap as hell. You go to a record store, you can get a full album for like 50 cents.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And not 50 stuff? Cents album for full price. A full record for
of $18.
Cents. Yeah.
Not like new stuff, though. You can't get a lot
well,
of
no, not new stuff. New stuff is actually...
Well, it's actually cheaper than regular buying CDs by a couple bucks.
Mm. No, yeah. It's usually
it's not cheaper
expensive.
To produce it.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually about like 18, 19 bucks.
If you go to certain places, you get CDs for about 18, 19 bucks.
Yeah, well, those are places I don't go to. I go to Best Buy and buy them for 10 bucks.
Yeah, $12.99
Nice.
But I only get stuff I really like on vinyl.
Yeah, no, you only have like a shitload over there. And the,
that's not even...
That's just the that's just
still
the have, stuff.
I still have boxes and boxes and crates on my parents' attic. Yeah. Just bullshit.
My brother had that. Remember he had all the crates?
Yes.
Jingle Jangle. Right.
My brother used to, he was big into like trance and techno from like
yes.
crazy yes. obscure shit from like Europe and stuff, like, right. you know, Germany. All that
no,
stuff.
I just have like gay like Billy Joel records and shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, he just had like
what,
just
random start buying everything?
Shit.
Well, I used to work at a record store.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy didn't want to buy records anymore. People used to come in with old records, and he was so like low on money. And not making anything that he stopped buying records. Mm. So he would say, if someone calls, tell him I'm not buying anything. To call back later.
Thanks for scratching into the mic.
Anyway. That was my beard.
And
itching.
So people started calling. I was turning away. Finally, I was just like, you know, fuck it. I'll buy it.
Sell them to me.
So I would, you know, they'd be like, oh, bring them in the store. I'm just like, no. You know, I'll come and take a look. So I would go to people's houses.
Yeah.
And like check out. I got a really good collection from some dead girl. It was like their parents had...
Wow. Was she dead at the time you bought them, or...?
Oh, very much so.
Or did you kill her?
No. But she was like... I guess she grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
So she had... But she was into really obscure stuff. Like a lot of... Like Robert Fripp and King Crimson. Mm. But she had like, you know, Tom Petty and like... But like
cool stuff. Yeah. You know, like she'd have like The Cure. So she was like into like that kind of like obscure kind of sub-punk weird
shit.
Right,
right.
So I got a lot of good stuff from that stash.
But like, I don't know. Like, I like my father got a shit ton when my grandfather moved.
There's that word again, shit ton. Shit ton. Is there something wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Something wrong with English dialogue that Vaughn has to make up his own?
Something wrong with Americans' bowels?
My father got a shit ton of records when my grandfather moved to Vegas. And it's like three or four crates full of crap. And it's all stuff from like, you know, it's from like the 40s up to like 1970s.
Wow. Yeah, that's what most people have. They're like, oh, check out these records.
And we've had a couple guys. Right, we've had
Sinatra. Yeah. Okay.
We've had a couple guys come, because every time my father sees somebody new, it's like got a sticker on the back of the cards that's selling records.
Yeah.
He writes down the number and he calls them. And they come over and they look at everything and they're like, you can't do anything with it. I mean, like, he's like, I'll give you a penny for everything, for like each.
Yeah.
My father's like, no way.
Yeah.
Like,
literally,
like, come on,
like,
you can at least give me a couple. Like, you're going to only get like a couple bucks out of this. I'm not going to spend. What the fuck? Put it in the mic, buddy. It's like, my father's like, it took me like 2 hours to get all this shit down. You think I want to sell it for a penny?
Well, that's
piece?
What the guy used to do that on the record store. People would come in with a crate and say, like, I'll give you $5 for coming down here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
It's just like when comic stores buy people's collections.
Yeah.
Like, if it's too much to carry in, they'll go to the place and count it all out and see what's actually worth it. That's why, like, you ever go to a comic shop that's actually doing like a sale? Like, mm-hmm. they're like trying to clean their surplus out.
Yeah.
The back issues is because they just bought a whole new, collection and they want to replenish their back issues with that.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they do those sales.
Yes.
I had to stop buying people's records, though.
Yeah, you got
too expensive.
Not too expensive, just
too much.
Too much space.
Big, yeah. Like you'd be surprised how many people just want to get rid of shit. Like this one guy just had boxes of shit, and he was just like, "If you can put it in your car and get it out of here, you can have them."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "I don't even know what's in there. Take them." Billy Joel, best of, like the classic, you know, the black and white cover,
right?
Sealed. Bruce Springsteen, The River, sealed. Mm-hmm. Like, never open, never played, never nothing. You know, it is probably like 30, 40 bucks, but still. You know,
oh, yeah.
There was some decent stuff in there. There was also a lot of fucking shit. And a lot of stuff that's just beat to hell. But
the only record I have is the Baker's Christmas album.
What?
Tammy Faye and...
God.
They put out
Baker?
Baker. They put out a Christian album.
No, the Bakers, because I thought it was like a
punk band or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they put out a Christian album. I think it's. I think it's Christmas music, but I'm not sure.
They have a Jewish album too, and a Muslim one.
I doubt it.
I haven't been able to listen to it. I should just bring it over here to play it because
they have one with him fucking Jessica Hahn on it.
A friend of mine gave it to me as a birthday present because.
The one with him fucking Jessica Hahn?
Yes, that.
Okay.
It's a remix.
Her big red tits all over the place.
Wow.
Holy shit.
She's a fucking old hag now, huh?
Well, yeah, because she's like 50, but she's pretty hot back in the day.
Old hag.
She is Jessica Rabbit, so.
She was.
The only cartoon I would fuck.
Really?
That's the Lisa
really?
Simpson.
Were you one of those people who, when that tape first came out, tried to stop it at the certain points that they were telling you about?
What?
No, but like, I remember Cool World. I was like, well, that might be masturbation material.
There's certain
right there.
Scenes.
Kim Basinger, right?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
At her hottest.
I don't know about the tape version if you can do it, but I remember when they released it on Laserdisc, there were certain scenes where, because the Disney animators are fucking perverts.
Mm-hmm.
Not like anyone else.
That there's scenes in the movie where Jessica Rabbit's either topless or her, fake. They show her pussy at one point.
I don't remember any of this.
Well,
and they were fake.
Was it?
Yeah, it's...
The cartoon. Well, you can... In the scene where they show the puss, you can actually see the skirt go up all the way, but there's... It's like a Ken doll. You really don't see nothing. But you have to, like, with the Laserdisc, you'd have to stop it at the right frame.
Yeah.
And so you'd have to have a machine that actually could do frame-by-frame work.
Yeah.
Like, that actually could stop it down to that slow. It's like, are you going to spend that much time to fucking... First off, nowadays, to find a Laserdisc player.
Yeah.
Secondly, to find the Laserdisc. Mm-hmm. And then actually set it up where you can go frame-by-frame to get that piece. It's like, what the fuck?
I don't know why...
I know people who still collect Laserdiscs nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
like,
it's one of those things.
Because there's still some movies that they still haven't released on DVD that they only released on Laserdisc.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a handful of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you completely died.
You were talking at length.
When we let Vaughn talk for more than 5 minutes.
Shut up, you cocksuckers.
And he doesn't make any big mistakes, the show dies.
Oh, sorry.
Vaughn, can you please make a mistake for us so we can bring the show back up?
Immortalize.
Immortalize.
Yeah. Can you immortalize that?
I'll measure him with my mouth.
Immortal. Oh, my God.
I was going to say that
throat.
Before he was on the
phone. Throat.
I'll measure him with my mouth.
I was going to say that when he was on the phone before when I totally forgot.
Hey, folks, is immortalize a word? Why don't you
doubt
chime
it.
In with that one? Nope, no, it's
fuck
not.
Yourself.
Somebody call in.
Vaughn thinks it is.
Tell
Somebody
us.
Call
what
in.
Is your...
732-917-0456. Is mortalize a word?
Get another tattoo that
mortalize.
Just wastes on
anyway.
Your
life. No, no, no.
Anyway.
We're not talking about me
anyway.
Or you or any tattoos. We're talking about mortalize.
Let's get another tattoo that makes you more white
trash. I think
we
have a new bit.
I think
everyone but Matt has a shitty tattoo, so we should all fucking shut up.
I think...
I'm pretty content with all my tattoos, because I got them for reasons. However, let Matt continue.
I think a new bit for a show is whenever Vaughn says a ridiculous combination word that we should throw it out to the audience, and maybe people actually call in.
All right, White Ninja, tell me what you got.
Anyway, Vaughn, go with the fucking bit for once.
I am. I just said there's usually one White Ninja who's been on it. He just got off the chat, so he's gone. So can't help him.
Bedtime.
So go fuck yourself.
It doesn't have to be people who are in the chat.
What? When the show gets posted like 8 months from now?
How about people
Bendo
that are listening right now?
Who? From Australia?
Yeah. He's dead. We haven't seen him in months.
Where is he?
Just the toucher.
Yeah.
The toucher has not been on.
We can have vacation.
Australian listeners.
Nobody knows where he is.
If you're listening, please give out the number again. And if you're willing to pay the fucking shekels on the dime to get the fucking call from there.
Well, I don't know. If you're willing to pay shekels to donuts.
I don't know what the international code is, but the area code is 732. And then it's 917.
That's what we
0456.
We should really find that out.
Every time I go to say that number, I always end up spitting out my cell phone number.
Whoops.
Or almost, yeah.
Just use mine. Sorry.
I will.
Anybody who lives in the States that's listening to this, give us a call.
I'd be shocked.
Doubt it.
Hey, man, we've had it before.
Yeah, Texas representing.
Yeah, there you go.
But weren't those guys calling because you guys were actually, you had a decent comedian on?
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe.
A second, a third.
I
want to
talk about this missing student who was trapped in a car for a week.
Oh, I heard about this.
Oh, yeah. a weekend vigil to pray for the return of a missing Maryland college freshman turned into a celebration Saturday after the young man miraculously crawled up an embankment from a ravine where he had crashed his car a week earlier.
So the car was just sitting there for a week.
Julian McCormick, an 18-year-old freshman at Bowie State University in Maryland, David Bowie, was spotted by a
Stardust.
Was passed by. Oh, do you remember that kid?
Ziggy Stardust?
That I used to work with?
No.
In Pizza Hut? No. Do you remember Matt? Ziggy?
Familiar.
No. He was in jail. Anyway.
Good.
Oh, was it what's his name with the boys and
I'll
stuff?
I'll just say Frank.
Wow.
Oh, no, not him. That was another guy.
No, not him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody else. Okay. Really weird.
Anyway.
Did he have a SpongeBob tattoo on his arm?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it's not the same guy. There was a guy that has SpongeBob tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, I thought the ones you had were bad.
Yeah. Why?
Sorry, I never made fun of your tattoos.
Even kids. I don't have SpongeBob, dude. I would never do that.
You never know.
Even if I've created the fucking thing, I wouldn't have a SpongeBob tattoo. Anyway.
It's a bad tattoo. Anyway, he was spotted by a passerby Saturday. He was bruised, disoriented, and dehydrated, but alive. Oh, God. His father, James McCormick, said, unable to control his emotions. Such a burden relieved. Now, what he did in there...
Was he a Quaker?
The car tumbled down the embankment, landing upside down in a creek under a bridge. It's heavily traveled... it's heavily traveled stretch of road that friends and family... They've been looking for him. Where the hell's the good part?
Well, they were praying for his return. Instead of fucking looking for him.
Did he make a right turn when he's supposed to make a left like that old guy we reported like months and months ago?
Wow.
Remember that?
That's right. Yeah.
The guy lived in his car for like a week because he didn't want to turn around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he says here, it took him 2 days to free himself through a seatbelt. He had no food and used a shoe to collect stream water to drink.
Wow.
That must have been a good filtration system.
Because his hands were broke?
They probably couldn't reach the water.
True.
He was upside down.
Yeah. That was the part I was looking for, the fact that he was...
upside down?
You know, using his shoe.
That must have tasted good.
Yeah, he had no food and reportedly used his shoe to collect stream
water. How long was he there?
A week.
A week?
Yeah. I'm getting bad deja vu right now.
From?
this story.
Yeah, God. Bad is
and
the right
even
word.
Even more deja vu. I was actually going to predict that you would say that.
What, the, which one? What?
Alakazam. Did you know I was going to say that?
Yes.
What do you?
Shut
that
up.
Was
I've
his
never
name?
Said that in my life.
Oh. What do you have, the dead zone? The fuck?
What?
He's fucking John fucking Mayer or whatever his name is.
When
John
Mayer. From the moment that Derek said the thing about the shoe to when you said...
The old man thing?
No, about what?
I'm lost now.
Like, I just said, hey, I'm getting major deja vu. About what?
It's just a glitch in the matrix.
Hey, I'm getting major fatsa vu. Go fuck yourself.
Fatsa vu.
Fucking deja Jew.
Well, shave your face, you fat fuck.
Wow.
Who? Who?
One to talk.
Who?
One to talk.
Big.
You fucking Amish-looking motherfucker.
I like it.
You look like a terrorist, actually.
So anyway.
Mm.
So he was upside down in the car.
Oh yeah, big time.
Like
trapped by a seatbelt.
Wouldn't like all the blood rush to your head, kind of thing.
Couldn't hit the button,
or enough to make you like
not.
Dizzy and
a
like
dope.
Ooh.
Yeah, he just didn't think of it.
Wait, the fuck? Oh, click.
If you're upside down in a car,
you wouldn't think to unclick
your
seatbelt.
I'm sure you try everything to get out.
Fuck it. Take my shoe.
It seems to be a common thing when
you
get an accident.
Why didn't he just put the car in drive and drive away?
He was upside down.
The only way, I bet you the only way he got out was because he probably lost like 30 pounds in the
probably.
Days.
Squeeze out.
This water tastes like shit. Oh, it's coming from my shoe.
Wow. That is just creek water.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That is fucking mosquitoes I'm just eating right
he
now.
Didn't have,
he
did you imagine?
He didn't have yodels or ding-dongs
yodels.
In the fucking car. Chew on.
He's not you.
Because he had his window, because he had them all on the bench seat next to him, so when the car flipped over, the windows were just went downstream.
Wow.
Is that like your emergency pack? Is that what you have there, like
yes.
Yodels and porn and shit? Like,
in case of emergency.
Portable DVD player. Porn.
A pig.
Portable DVD player.
A pig's dried out asshole, yes.
Yep.
What?
What? Random.
Pork rinds.
Mm, yeah. I guess nobody wants to call in and
fuck
tell us what moitalize means.
Nah, cause no
dude,
one
no one's on.
Guess out of thousands of people, nobody gives
the
a fuck.
The two people that are on the chat room are vanished.
Gone.
Two of those people, one of us is us.
Yeah.
No, well, probably. No, there was three,
I'm
wasn't
guessing.
There?
I'm just guessing.
All right, let's just end the show. There.
Okay.
15, what, half an hour late, early?
20 minutes.
You got anything there?
Yeah, we could do something for 20 minutes, right?
Sure.
Yeah. You can listen to phone talk.
Award-winning,
yeah.
Fucking speak. I'm very tired today.
I can tell.
Award-winning film to be shown in China after cuts. Lust, Caution, a sexually explicit spy thriller,
hot.
Which won the Best Picture Award at the Venice Film Festival, has been cut by 30 minutes
what?
To allow Chinese children to watch it.
Why are kids watching this shit?
The 156-minute film set in World War II Shanghai... featured long and sometimes violent sex scenes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
That's what I think of when I think of World War II.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Is snuff films.
It was directed by Taiwan director Ang Lee, who also did the Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, Angry.
Angry.
Didn't he do Crush
Oh,
a
he
tiger?
Did Brokeback Mountain, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, was
did
it
Did that based? Involve violent, mm-hmm. long sex scenes?
Probably.
Yes.
Not really.
Take this dick.
One violent.
Come on, Brandon. Take it, Brandon.
It didn't involve that many violent sex scenes.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it when it
wow,
came out.
Wow, and you claim to be straight?
Yeah.
Why did you see it?
Why did I see it? Because I wanted to see it.
Why'd you want
to
see it?
Because you hear so much about this fucking movie, you want to see it, and it wasn't even
I didn't.
That bad.
Hearing about movies never makes me want to see them.
Sometimes it does.
The more I hear about them, the less I want to see them.
It's true.
Some movies, that's one reason
there's
I want
a
to
certain
see
level
it.
Of hype once surpassed. Then I don't want to see a movie anymore. Like, I really wanted to see the Simpsons movie when I saw the first trailer for it.
Yeah.
And I think I basically decided not to see it when they made that Harry Potter reference with the pig in the commercial.
I think it's a good... I think I saw it even with the stupid references.
What?
Thought it wasn't bad. I thought that movie wasn't bad.
I think you just missed my point.
Well, yeah, you saw it because you didn't like the other trailers that came out, all the TV promo
No, I just
stuff.
Thought it was like they went with that whole spider pig thing as the main, like... The main catch for the trailers, and then yeah. They were like, "Oh, he's not Spider Pig anymore. Now he's like Harry Porker or something."
Porter,
something
like that.
Yeah, I was like, "Wow." I'm like,
"This is lame."
Yeah, now it just ruined it for me.
The whole
Thanks.
Show is just lame.
Well,
now.
that was literally like 5 seconds
yeah,
of the movie.
Both of them like 5 seconds.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No. But I know what they were doing.
I have it. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
But like some movies, I mean, some movies when I hear a lot about them, Wow. That was
what?
Nothing. Some movies, when I hear a lot about them, sometimes it's just like, ah, fuck that. I'll wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yeah.
Like the Halloween remake. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of bad reviews, and I'm like, I'm not going to see it. I'll wait until it comes on DVD. And then,
like, Balls of Fury.
I saw it, actually.
You're the only one in America that said it was good.
Probably.
That's it. It's
even
you.
Christopher Walken said it's shit.
Vaughn, why don't you make like a movie webpage?
I'm
being dead serious.
Yeah.
I saw it the night it came out, that Wednesday, and then
you
I saw
see
Superman
all these. You see like really dumb obscure movies. Mm-hmm. You also see like all the big ones. You like all the popcorn movies too. You should know.
I know it's popcorn. Just funny.
That's no, you should make like
a vlog.
A vlog.
Yeah. A
video blog.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, that's what a Vaughn blog.
That's what a vlog.
A Vaughn blog.
Oh.
A vlog. A fucking flop of shit. What do you want to call it? Okay. No, seriously,
but just
Vaughn.
Get
you
get
are
someone...
wasting. You are wasting your one gift.
Yeah.
You
what,
have
talking
the
horribly.
One
your
the
tolerance
one
for watching any movie.
Thank you. You have the extreme tolerance for crappy entertainment, and I think you need to
AKA the show.
Yeah. So you need to be everyone's like little sponge.
We can get clips from movies, throw it together, and you can
type it out for you.
Commentate over it. No.
Obviously,
no.
You can't do that.
No. He could do whatever he wants. It could be full of stutters. It could be full of bullshit. It could be just Vaughn, straight up Vaughn, and I think it would be entertaining.
He's returning.
I think this is entertaining.
I got the first clip for you right here.
Here you go.
Oh no! The chair's breaking. Did you shit your pants in that one?
That sounded so fake.
I know.
It sounded like you put your palms up to your mouth.
That sounded like what a praying mantis is saying when you like, if you had a microphone small enough to go up to it, and it's like, you know, feeling its little paws, like. Yeah, that's
it sounded like a whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the matter at hand.
Right. And he replays. Awesome. Is that the one from earlier?
That was the one from earlier.
Awesome.
Let's not get them confused now.
Yeah. You can so
oh, God. Anyway, Vaughn. It's
ridiculous.
But yes, Vaughn, you do have a talent for
oh, I won't go that
seeing
far
movies?
No, I'd consider it. I honestly wish I could watch more movies than I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I probably watch about less than 1% of movies that come out.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw? Transformers, right?
Yep.
What was the movie before that?
X-Men 3.
Was it when we went to see Alpha Dog?
Alpha Dog?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? You saw that piece of shit?
Well, I brought him
Justin
pretty much because I was kind of semi-interested in seeing it.
Yeah.
Because
I rather than go
thing.
Alone, he wanted to go with a male friend.
Well, you know, I figured
I wanted to hold hands with somebody. I had to hold hands with you.
No, we sat seat apart.
Oh, you homos.
We did the straight
buddy
guy
system.
Way. Yeah, we did the straight guy way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went and saw Halloween alone. I don't care.
What, the new one?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Really? Oh,
didn't
yeah,
we?
You did.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think we talked about it after the show. I think Lauren.
Before Alpha Dog was probably X3.
Yeah. X3.
So that's a couple years ago. A
couple years ago?
X3 was last
year. Oh, that was pretty. That was, summer, yeah, dude. We went and saw that, too. Me and him went and saw that.
Yeah.
X3, I think I saw it twice.
Dude, we sat in like the front row because it was that packed.
Yeah.
Pure
yeah.
torture.
It was.
Because we were like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what I saw this
the whole
summer.
Time.
So Pirates 3, Spider-Man 3, Die Hard 4.
You saw everything that
no,
came
see,
out.
Not everything. I didn't see.
You saw enough.
I didn't see the Harry Potter movie. I saw Simpsons movie. I saw Transformers. I saw Balls of Fury, Superbad.
You saw every hyped
you're like,
up movie.
You're like a whole paycheck goes towards movies.
Well, no, that was just what I month. Saw. That's what I just went to the theater to see. I've seen like maybe like 70 films throughout the whole summer.
Yeah, you've probably seen every shit Will Ferrell movie that came out.
What?
He had like one a month.
Will Ferrell. No, yeah. I, the last Will Ferrell movie I saw was Wedding Crashers, and only in that for like 10
Hey,
minutes.
You know what? People
that wasn't a Will Ferrell movie.
Well, he was in it.
That was a Will Ferrell
was a cameo.
Extended
okay,
cameo.
The last movie I saw that was Will Ferrell. That was him.
A gay ice skating movie.
No, Anchorman was the last one. I haven't seen it.
No, people are like,
ones.
Oh man, did you see Blades of Fury or whatever the fuck it's called? I'm like,
no.
But no. Every Will Ferrell movie is the same thing.
No, Anchorman
it's the same
wasn't that
thing.
Bad.
No, it's terrible. It was so bad.
I hate Anchorman.
That was a departure from his usual shit.
I was
Talladega Nights, Blades of Fury. Oh. He's just playing one character,
disappointed,
saying retarded shit, doing retarded shit. Yeah. It's not funny.
No,
it's
for people I didn't know that happened.
It's for people with a limited sense of humor.
There's like there's about 60 films I've seen this summer.
Okay.
Over the
shit, Roger Ebert over here.
Wow.
Well, why don't you start taking notes and we'll throw them up on a webpage. We can just throw it on the Aristocrats page.
I think that would be an excellent part of the show.
You can critique movies. Why not?
You could say whatever you want about them. You're not going to have us bash you because it'll be your own little
nook.
You're
not going to read them because you're not going to read them on the show.
In your own English.
No, it'll be your own little nook.
I think we're being a little too meta for Vaughn right now, as he likes to say. But definitely keep it short, like 45 seconds to a minute, something like that. Just, you know, or possibly even the length of a trailer that you could download off of Apple's, you know, website.
Now, are we talking about an audio thing, or? I was just going to have everything typed out.
What do you mean?
Like, you want him to record something?
I wanted to cut back to his disgusting visage. And,
what? God!
Was that a real word?
Yes.
That's fucking really? French, asshole.
Visage.
I don't know French, sorry. I watch French, but I don't know it.
I watch French!
Because that makes sense.
I only watch French movies. I don't particularly understand
what
they're
saying. The last French movie I saw was The Dreamers.
Visage.
Ava Green. We talked about it once on the show.
That was a good movie.
That was a really good movie. That was an incestual movie.
White power!
Ava Green's fucking hot as hell.
She has what has been quoted as 21st century breasts.
Hot!
Yeah, she's on the show.
21st century breasts.
I saw
her name? Green.
Oh. I saw freaking the
French.
I saw the Bond movie just to see her. That was it.
Yep.
Movie was like, eh. And I'm a big Bond, and I like those fucking
movies. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And
yeah.
I was like, it's worth it. She's the Bond girl? Fuck, I'm going
to
see it.
To see her perfect body?
Hell yeah.
Fucking labia.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on. So that'll be the first goal for our new amazing
website.
Aristocrats template.
You're going to be blown away when you see it.
Basically. You are going to be blown by Vaughn.
Great. So you're going to have like a notepad with me, one of my psychotic scribbles, and you're going to have to rewrite them? Yeah, you're going to have fun with that.
No. I just want you to talk. We can just record you talking.
For once, we want you to speak.
A minute about a movie that you saw. And we'll just take clips from a trailer and just play it with like no sound going or whatever. Just have Vaughn talk about it and explain, like, well, I didn't like this part. I thought this was gay.
I just give it a
and I wanted to swallow the lead male's cock. And I just...
Wow.
This isn't your reviews.
For instance, did you know? this movie has a running time of 125 minutes.
Are we going to do this as a Protus Pete segment?
And it's rated R.
That'd be like when you call up to hear the movie Showtime. So like,
yeah, that'd be funny.
Running time of 1 hour and
who's that guy
minutes?
With the fucked up mustache? That film reviewer. What's his name?
What?
Oh, the gay ass guy?
Yes, with the big fucking curly cue mustache.
Man, what the fuck's his name?
And the kinky Jufro.
He's so gay, too.
He's on four.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Cool.
He was on The Critic a bunch of times, too.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. Great.
He was portrayed on The Critic.
Yeah, bad.
Jacques Rougeau or something?
No. Jacques Cousteau, you schmuck.
I said
Jacques Rougeau.
I said Rougeau, number one.
Wow.
Like a French sandwich. What the fuck?
It's a wrestler.
Anyway.
I know, he looked Rip Torn or something.
No.
He looks like him, though. The gay little twirly.
Rip Torn fucking twirly dude. Rip Torn busts fucking confetti in old people's faces.
Isn't he dead anyway?
No, he's still alive.
Rip Taylor is dead.
No, Rip Taylor's still alive. Rip Taylor is the guy who was on the Gary Shandling show,
I'm getting
show,
pissed
right?
off hearing this.
Right? Rip
Taylor is fucking dead.
No, he isn't, you fucking tool. He just got
he
arrested
did Sugar
three
Babies
or 4 years.
And Sugar Daddies. That was like a big play that he did in Atlantic City like 20 years ago. And he was like 70 back then.
He can't possibly live to 90.
No, well, no, I don't know. Maybe it's Rip Torn that's dead. One of them's dead.
Wasn't
Rip Torn the wizard in Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I guess.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, the door. You mean the guy at the door?
Find out how old Rip Taylor
is. Yeah, he played the guy in the tent, the guy at the door, and the wizard or something.
Yeah.
That's Rip Torn, right?
Is that Rip Torn?
Mm-hmm. So he should be fucking full on dead because that movie came out in the fucking 30s and he was already 50. There's no possible way he's over 100.
Rip Torn's still alive. Rip Taylor's still alive.
They're both alive.
Thank you.
Wow.
How old's Rip Taylor?
Well, then Rip Taylor was born 1934.
Oh, so he's all right.
Okay. Well, what about Rip Torn? Then that must be a different guy.
Wait. Rip Taylor was the one that was in Gary Shandling, right? It was on the Gary Shandling show, that HBO show he had.
The guy would throw confetti and shit?
No, that's Rip Taylor.
That's Rip Taylor. Rip Torn.
Rip Torn is also alive, 1931.
And he was the guy who was
He was in Men in Black.
He was in Men in Black. He was in Defending Your Life, that Albert Brooks film.
Who's the guy that was in The Wizard of Oz then?
That was Rip Taylor.
Wow, that movie came out like 34.
No.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yes.
Then it's not that guy. Maybe it's his uncle.
I could have swore it was him.
It's his uncle.
It's fucking Tear.
Put in The Wizard of Oz for douchebag at the door.
It's Tear Rip.
Well, I guess it wasn't her.
It's Rip, Torn, and Tear. It's the new Demolition.
Demolition Overdose.
Decomposition. Anyway.
Yeah, I knew they were still both still alive.
Terrible.
Fuckface.
Wizard of Oz was 1939.
Yeah. There you go.
Obviously, it wasn't.
Either one of them.
Yes, obviously. Like, okay. So who was that guy? I'm curious now.
Probably his uncle.
I don't know. What would his... like,
he was the wizard. He was the wizard. Like, before Dorothy went into the dream, he was the guy, like, at that wagon. He was, like, the psychic.
Oh. Yeah.
And then when she was dreaming, he was the wizard.
He was the wizard.
Right. The wizard.
So,
the soothsayer and the wizard.
Yeah, exactly. So whoever the wizard was, that he was both.
Wow, there's someone in the movie named Zeke.
Nice.
Nice. Zeke. A scene. Tornado.
Zeke the cat.
So...
I don't see what he would be. It's all munchkins.
There were a lot of munchkins. Ooh,
which are like hungry. Only a handful, munchkins. I think, are still alive.
Glazed and plain and powdered and sugared.
Oh.
Got jelly in the middle of them.
Ooh. Yeah. Nah, gross.
See, I don't even know.
That's pretty good.
You just lost your mind at all the
everything
munchkins.
Is just munchkin.
Munchkin number 5,000.
And no one has a picture.
Because you have to pay for that shit.
How about the munchkin that hung himself?
That's true. The one hanging from
it's
the tree.
It's only a matte painting.
Hanged himself. I'm sorry.
I didn't.
Well, I'm just correcting myself before Matt.
Oh, whoops.
No.
Before Matty Lee corrects
no,
me.
No, well, if Matt makes a mistake, he'll always go on the board and fucking put a 10-page paragraph about
ten
it.
10-page paragraph.
Yeah.
Fucking crying a
river
about it.
10-paragraph page.
He consults his attorney.
I made a whoopsie about a word. Ooh.
No, because everybody was gay.
You're gay.
No, that's not right. No, Matt made a mistake.
No,
we're
he
off
didn't.
To see Yvonne's lizard. The lizard of Yvonne. The veiny dick road. Ooh, it's pretty gross. We're dying here.
The blue vein.
Somebody call in quick.
No one's gonna call
awful.
In.
Well, we got 5 fucking minutes. So.
Yeah, we do. Well, it's good. It's a good Tuesday.
I don't know who played that guy in
the wizard.
I can't believe. Please go to another website. I can't imagine.
It's not
IMDb.
It's not there.
Wow.
It's just all munchkins.
That's fucking all right, gay.
No, there's got to be something else.
IMDb can suck my sack.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's all munchkins.
Munchkin
8012. Does it say who played Dorothy?
Yeah, that's about it.
I mean, come on. Doesn't make any sense.
That's terrible. He's a famous like actor, comedian. It wasn't just some slob they picked off the street.
I think it might have been.
No, I know it was somebody that had like relevance.
Oh, well,
really?
Was Judy Garland even big back then when that movie came out?
Yeah, she was like a child actress.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she had, like,
but who else was in that movie, do you remember? Like, any other actor, like, names besides Judy Garland?
Well,
do you remember?
Yeah, but that was also, you know, 70 years ago. Like, that's different than now. Like, we're not going to remember that because we weren't alive
then. Yeah, you remember a drug addict, alcoholic, and you can't remember anybody else.
Yeah, no,
I
remember the Scarecrow guy's name was Roy something.
Roy Schneider.
I remember that, but, like, I don't know how significant he was because I wasn't alive back then.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously were good actors. They were established. They weren't just fucking... Oh, we're just going to pick this guy to, you know, do a starring role in this movie.
It depends on where you're from, though.
Mm. Well, that's
sometimes
too.
They get actors from, like, Britain and stuff that nobody knows about.
Oh,
or not even British actors, but people who live over there.
Yeah.
And,
whatever.
You know, do...
And fake a good
in this case,
accent.
I don't think they did. I think everybody... On pretty much everybody in the movie that had, like, a significant role was...
Except for the munchkins.
Yeah. All the people that put in the line, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, they were all, like, people who'd been in movies before. They weren't just, like...
Or at least decent.
Oh, we're going to cast this guy. You know,
or at least
I mean?
Decent character actors for that time period.
Well, yeah,
it was like Orson Welles and like.
Yeah, that would be great. Wow,
Derek,
man,
just,
you didn't record
Derek
that.
Or Derek's, wow. Or Derek's
Derek
ass.
Just fucking Boof Bonzer.
That was
recorded. And I can't. The fact that it's taking minutes upon minutes to find out who the wizard was—that's
terrible.
It's stunning.
The internet sucks.
Seriously. How about you look for fucking Wizard of Oz porn?
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll get something really good.
Yeah, there we go.
There's like.
The Wizard of Ooze.
There are three people's pictures.
Uh huh.
The Wizard of Jizz.
Judy Garland, Ray Bolger, and
Ray Bolger,
Billy Burke.
Billy Burke.
Billy,
okay.
Billy Burke was the wicked. Was the Witch of the East, the good
Billy
one.
Billy Burke.
Mm-hmm. That was Glinda.
That was the good witch.
Glinda.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Billy Burke was
that? That was her. That's her name.
That's her name. Billy. Oh. I. Billy. Billy Burke.
Who's the one munchkin that's still alive that constantly.
Oh, jeez. Something.
See him at every fucking.
Yeah.
I see him at any science fiction or like. Like
it's like Milton
convention.
Bradley or something.
Yeah.
Even Vern Troyer should just be fed to an alligator.
But everything else is Munchkin, 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 Child
that's
Munchkin.
So gay.
Mayor of Munchkin City, Munchkin, Munchkin, Munchkin.
Well, that's
Munchkin,
all there
Munchkin.
Was aside from the main cast.
But that's it?
Dude, well, that's retarded that they play a bigger role.
The wizard is uncredited?
I tried searching for wizard. There's no one like wizard.
Please, somebody, call in. Tell me who the wizard was.
What was the name of the... He was also the card guy, right? Like, he was the one telling
the
fortune.
Yes, the card
when
teller.
She first
what's
met
his name? Because he's not
remember.
Up here.
Yeah. I don't get it. This is like perplexing me.
This is IMDb. This is like
this is perfect plexing me.
This cool. is the end all whatever.
The be
all
end all.
Be all end all. Thank you.
Sometimes that thing's not completely accurate.
Accurate?
For the Wizard
accurate.
Of Oz?
Well,
you
no.
think it's you can't do that on television?
You would think it's pretty accurate for
God. Cocksucker.
Wizard of Oz. I think they would give an extra
Go to Wikipedia for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. I'll see you later, Vaughn.
Take care, dude.
Vaughn is booking up for the holidays.
He just put his ass in fucking Matt's face.
He did for no reason. Are you going to go look it up
there
now?
Was a reason.
No. I can't do it.
Thank God.
Anyway, Derek, what do we got?
I'm going to look it up now. Buy me some time.
All right.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
We're off to see Vaughn's lizard, the wonderful lizard of Vaughn.
The most wonderful lizard of
Oz. No, we can't find it. It's
don't sit on your phone. Yeah. You are 80 pounds overweight, so.
Fuck you. I'm not 80 pounds.
Yeah,
pretty close.
Yeah, you
to
pretty
it.
Much are.
So we're going to now I'm going to do movie reviews on the fucking site.
I think that would work.
Why? You have a problem with that?
No, I don't care. It'll be there big.
You go. Good. We're giving you like a platform.
Yeah. Right. I think that would work.
We're giving you a fat form. Enjoy it.
Do you have a webcam, Vaughn?
Yeah.
Well, God help us.
I'm serious.
To my balls.
Do you have a webcam?
No.
Get one. Webcam?
I don't even have a computer right now.
How could you not?
Do you have a computer, Steve?
Go fuck yourself.
He makes twice as much as any of us. Why doesn't he have a computer?
Nah,
I'm paying
me.
Bills
not
right
well,
now.
Well, not Derek.
Sorry.
He makes like a third more than Derek.
No.
Not even. Whatever.
I probably make more than Vaughn.
No, you don't.
I think so.
I don't care.
How much you make, Vaughn?
Seriously?
40 plus.
Yeah, yeah, hourly?
42 or something.
It's 43, 44, something like
an
that.
An hour?
A year.
Oh.
I don't know how much I make an hour.
Like 20.
Oh, you're not hourly, you're salary?
I was hourly, I'm now salary.
Would you make when you were salary?
Salary.
What was
you
I
making?
Oh, not salary.
I was making close to 19.
Oh, okay.
Why? You making more?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, shit. Ooh,
big deal.
Big Jews over here.
Hey, I am 6.25% Jewish.
So
Jews are Brody.
It. This is 40 acres in a fucking bag.
I'm desperate. Who played... The Wizard.
What do you want, ask? Now?
I can't. I feel like I'm in a dream right now. Like, am I in the Wizard of Oz dreaming right now?
I swear to God. Like
I don't
Wikipedia?
Get it.
Wikipedia?
The Wizard was played by cabaret star Joel Grey.
Joel Grey? Uh-huh. Who cares?
That's far from Rip Torn. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Rip Torn was like 8.
He looks like him, though.
He does. They
wasted
look similar.
15 minutes on Joel Grey.
Well, at least I know who it is now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now if
God.
That ever comes up, I can say, hey, it's not Rip Torn.
You'll forget by tomorrow.
No, I'll remember. I'm not drunk.
Matt, call him and remind him.
I will.
Joel Grey, I'll remember forever. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Like, it took
but this
that
doesn't
long.
Even make sense because it says Joel Grey was born in 1932.
Nice.
So it's a lie then. One way or the other, there's a lie in there somewhere.
There must have been another release or something like that.
Fuck. I'm not talking about fucking Back to Oz or whatever that was called.
The
Return
Wiz.
To Oz?
Yeah.
He was
I'm talking about the original Wizard
of
Oz.
That was
the
Wizard of Oz in concert. That's what he played.
Oh, that's not right.
No.
Was he in The Wiz? That, you know, with that kid toucher, Michael Jackson?
Oh, God.
That was the video game with Super Mario 3?
Yeah.
Wizard. That's a wizard, dude.
No. It's a joke.
How about Mr. Wizard?
Using the power glove.
He's dead.
Who
oh,
the
is he?
Fuck could use the power glove? Seriously.
Can't.
Nobody.
No one
he was useless.
Have you ever seen?
It was a piece of shit.
There's the Nintendo nerd on YouTube.
Yeah, the angry Nintendo nerd.
The
well,
angry
he's
Nintendo
angry
nerd.
The angry video game nerd. I guess he got to change it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
So now he's the angry. Well, now
what
he's
did
doing
he used
stuff.
To be?
He used to be the angry Nintendo nerd.
Oh.
On like on
they,
now he's
they
doing
made
stuff.
Him change it?
Yeah. I guess Nintendo or somebody made him change it. Well, now he's doing stuff with GameTrailers.com.
Okay, yeah.
So he calls himself
he's
the angry
video
game
nerd. He's
been on
like IGN and stuff. He's,
yeah.
He's, all right. He has. Reviews of everything, which is kind of what I want you to do with movies.
He lives
and
in
I'm
the
sure
area.
There's millions of people who do that kind of stuff.
He lives in the area. I've
I
met
know.
Him before.
Okay. Anyway,
Jesus
that's not
Christ,
the point.
I'm just saying.
That's not the point.
Fuck.
He reviews the Power Glove. And he shows all the games, and he shows the game that it came with, yes. That kind of like weird 3D-ish, fake 3D-ish looking game that he had where, the hand that could throw stuff. And it
Frank Morgan.
Frank Morgan. Anyway, Morgan you're done now.
Wow.
Same person, believe it or not.
Tangents.
Born 1890, that's more like
that. Makes more sense. Now.
Died in 49 of a heart attack.
Good.
Should have died after this movie.
A lot of fucking movies.
So he's showing... Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers with the Power Glove. And he basically just has his hand out and his fingers open, and Mario is just jumping constantly.
Yeah, that's
but
what
it's
happened.
Not it's not the full jump, so you like can't get over pipes or anything.
It's like bam 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 bam
impotent jump.
That like little half jump, like if you don't hold the button long enough.
I think he did one about the ColecoVision at one point.
Oh yeah.
In the weird drawers and all that stuff for those for that system. He was like storing beers in it.
Yeah.
Or he did a
Rolling Rock.
He did the Ghostbusters movie, the game, the original one.
Yes.
I think the original Nintendo version.
From Atari
did,
or Nintendo?
The Atari, and then he did the Nintendo, and I think he also did the Genesis one.
Wow.
Which I think out of all of them, the Genesis looked like the best.
I like his work.
He's very fun. And even the stuff he puts on YouTube.
Yeah.
That is just.
I have a picture of him.
Yes, that's him. And he does not look like. He does not
in
look
the
looks
movie,
like a very young Rip Taylor.
In the movie, he does.
That
he acts
is in
like
the movie.
He sounds. He's very flamboyant. Yeah.
And he does a lot of stuff. He does a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Nobody gets to see the wizard.
Wow. Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff on YouTube where he does movie reviews like
who the wizard
video game esque movie reviews.
Where
it's just him talking.
Nobody gets to see this.
It's like you were blowing your nose. But you were blowing your ass.
Blurt, blurt. It was like the referee in Punch Out.
He does reviews.
Mario?
He does video game and the thing with him, the video game reviews are like he'll just have pictures from the movie. Like, you know, like. Like, so was it?
All right. Close it up, Vaughn. Here we go.
I'm done.
Close us out.
We were talking about something else. I'm done.
Uh huh.
I want to leave with some punch out noise. I'm not going to look him
do
up.
It.
Oh, he'll look this up mid show.
I was playing that this afternoon, actually.
Were you?
Yeah, on the Wii.
On the Wii?
Punch out's on the Wii.
You have a Wii?
Awesome. Yeah.
Bring it over, man.
Don't have a computer, seriously? But he's got a Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got the Wii like
a
while
ago.
Oh,
he can surf the internet with
the Wii. Wii's $800, but you can't
no,
get
it. No, it's not.
Like
it's $250.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
That's like fantastic.
I'm not buying anything else because fucking you got one that can cook. Could cook turkeys on top
it's
of it.
Sad. The Xbox
then,
360.
Well, I'm not talking about. And the Xbox, which is now everybody's getting red rings.
The red ring of death.
Yeah. Everybody's returning it to get it fixed.
He's the self-proclaimed 5-time red ring of death survivor.
Five times?
What is this?
Five times.
When Xbox 360 dies, it gives you. It has like an icon where the button is, when it overheats and it dies, it goes red ring.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and then you have to return them to the company and get it fixed.
Yeah. There's a little light on the front of it, and it's like quadrants, and the first one, the top left one, will light up when you have one controller in, then the top right one will light up, but all four of them will light up red when your system is basically done.
Yeah, and now everybody's systems are dying now.
Yeah. They had to extend the warranty and everything. Like it was 90 days, and they extended everyone to a year.
And people are wigging out because at the end of the month, in about 2 weeks, Halo 3 comes out. And it's like the fucking end-all, be-all of games right now.
The end is the beginning is the end of the games.
thanks, Billy Corgan.
Like everybody,
Even Mountain Dew has their own fucking Halo 3 drink.
Yep.
Game Fuel.
Wow.
Game Fuel.
So gay.
Terrible.
And I was in the store, and I'm like, who the fuck is going to buy this?
You bought it.
Like, buy it and then be like, oh, I can't wait to drink this and play Halo 3.
Because it can, like, you can
and
stay up
saw,
for 24 hours straight playing
and then,
Halo.
No, you can't. Oh. It's soda.
It's fucking Mountain Dew.
Was it My Jovi Dew? Like,
it's fucking soda.
It's My Jolty.
And and there was this fucking dumb redneck kid with a fucking backwards hat walking around with his dumb, dumpy, fucking probably pregnant girlfriend.
Nice.
And he had in his arm a thing of fucking game juice or whatever the fuck they call it.
Game Fuel.
Game Fuel. And while she's like shopping for like, you know,
tampons.
Essentials for the house.
Mm-hmm. A blowtorch.
He's like, oh, I gotta get some fucking game juice.
That's so cool.
I'm gonna get this. I'm not gonna be able to afford the game because I gotta pay for this kid, but.
Wow.
Okay,
what do we got there?
We got a little. We got some punch out?
Well.
Funny thing about Punch Out.
Nice.
Oh.
awesome.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Yeah. I Why did they even bother putting that sound effect in?
What?
So bad.
Nigga stole my bike.
Stole my bike.
Nigga.
Bike. Is he only going to fight Glass Joe?
Awesome.
This game was so fucking hard. It still is.
You better beat him.
Just fucking Vaughn Joe.
Shut the fuck up. More like King Hippo.
He sucks. You're supposed to punch him, you idiot.
Sure are. He hasn't even gotten a star yet.
Well, you have to, there it is. Yeah, it is. You have to snuff him to get a star.
Woo, woo, woo. Snuff him.
You have to give him a snuff film.
Yeah. Like, he has to be doing an attack. Sorry,
I'm ball bull. So.
Interrupt
he
the attack.
Got up.
In gaming, that's called snuff.
Well, sorry, Game Boy.
Yeah, I got a whole different definition
if
of snuff.
If he doesn't beat Glass Joe in the first round, I
kill
swear
a broad on film.
Yeah. Slit that
He's
bitch's
fucking
throat.
Tired.
He
Fuck
fucking...
It.
He lost all his hearts.
You 9mm her ass.
Oh, my God.
I love how we're
this
watching
this. Is the worst Punch-Out player I've ever seen. It's me.
You too. They're actually just, like, playing the game. Like
oh, wait,
never...
this is me.
Wow. Oh, Steve, I didn't realize.
Somehow...
Burp.
Some
wow.
strange reason
fucking Glass
somebody
Joe.
Had a like a recorder on his,
yeah,
on his
he
TV
got full
in 1983.
Life back. Yeah. Wow, he's done.
Make me home.
Wow.
That brought back
memories.
Memories.
Fantastic memories.
Memories.
My brother beat who Super Macho Man was impossible.
259.59 in the third round.
Yes, he beat him at 259.59 seconds.
In 59/60ths of a second.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you had to beat.
And that was like, I was like, oh my God! Like,
that's right.
You know, like, you know, I had a party and shit. You know, because of it.
Wait. What party?
Wow. And then Tyson kicked the shit out of
and
him.
And then he couldn't beat Tyson
and
like,
then you had
in
to
the
beat
first
that,
round.
That fucking Big Joe Green of a black man.
Wow.
He was like,
so I think
what?
He smashed
Mr.
The
Sandman.
It was like fucking Godzilla.
Mr. Sandman.
He wasn't that hard.
What?
Yeah, well,
Tyson?
Oh,
Tyson was impossible.
Tyson,
I only beat Tyson once.
Once? You could only beat him once.
There's a way to beat him.
Yeah, yeah, now
but
there
I didn't
is.
Know that when I was like 8 years old.
You didn't
old.
Have the internet. Now you can just go yeah. online and uh-huh. get the FAQ and they tell you exactly how to do it.
Yeah, if you avoid all of his attacks in the first minute and a half and don't punch him at all,
yeah.
he's normal life after that. Like every hit does normal damage. Instead
yeah,
of like a quarter or whatever it is.
Yeah,
so.
But the first time yeah. you get up there, the first thing he does is knocks you and you're down on the ground. You're done.
Well, basically, yeah. But you have to dodge.
Yeah, well,
everything.
You got to actually play.
Sometimes when
I
you're,
got up there
when
and he just hit me. I don't understand.
When you're a 7 year old, when you're a 7 year old kid, you're like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, boom, dead.
But I beat him once.
Done.
I tried really hard. I beat him once.
I beat him once as well.
TK.
Without
third round.
Any secrets or whatever.
Yeah, just try my secrets. Best to hit him and not get hit.
Yeah.
All right.
We're out of here. We will see you Thursday.
Maybe.
I'm not sure what time. I don't know.
We got to call Chris.
We're working on maybe getting a little earlier. So.
Well, we're not.
Maybe.
We were asked
maybe.
If we want to come on earlier.
Maybe, yeah. So we got
to
figure
so
it
we
out.
We might be on a little earlier.
Yes.
We'll try to,
awesome.
We'll try to hang out as long as we can.
10-hour show.
Sure.
Wow.
We'll eat dinner here and be on the show.
So be sure to check us out. If you're on MySpace, I'll post what time we're coming on. And the shows are up, most of them.
Yes.
More to come.
Like what?
Do your homework.
New homepage.
And there's a new homepage. Aristocratsradio.com.